For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 47th ranked sports podcast in the world. Top 47, guys. All right. I'm apparently here all alone. It's good to be here live in studio. We got Jason Tebow. He's surfing the net.
Hi, everybody. Hey.
I'm back in the saddle after hanging out with his cholo dad, Frank the Mexican.
Arriba.
He was in Vegas, obviously trying to take Americans' jobs and begging white women. We can't have this. Hey, Tebow, real quick, what are you excited about this week?
I'm excited about Caveman Coffee. I'm excited about, I'm mostly excited about the biggest thing that's happened to Punch Drunk Sports. Yet again, we predicted it. Nate Diaz filling in and fighting Conor McGregor.
And why is that important to you?
Because I want to see Nate Diaz kick the living fuck out of this little shamrock.
And how are you going to watch that?
Shillelagh playing fucking shit talker.
Shillelagh.
I'm going to be watching it with you and with Jeff Danis and Ryan O'Neill from Danis O'Neill Podcast while we're doing a simulcast on Rabble.tv where you can watch the fight with us. You can comment and we will read your comments and you can talk shit to us. And if you say something funny enough or mean enough, we just might read it live on the air.
Let's go with the funny. Let's go with the funny. That's right, guys. Punch Drunk Sports proud to team up with Rebel.TV to present UFC 196 Diaz versus McGregor. That's how I'm going to call it. That's right.
That's what it is.
Dude, we love Listen Rogan. You love Listen Rogan. We all love Listen Rogan. But there's a lot of downtime in these UFC fights. Well, not anymore. Go to Rebel.TV. Click the UFC. Click the Punch Drunk Sports banner and boom, sign up and listen to us do our play-by-play and talk a whole lot of shit.
Get it on your laptop, get it on your phone, get the app, find a way to find us and watch it with us live.
Comment, we'll read your comments, man. Help us help you help us. If you don't know where you, what you're doing, go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Rabble banner, and it will take you right to where you got to go. Sign up now. If you know, we want to work with Rebel more. The more Punch Drunk fans go to it, the more they want to work with us, which helps everybody grow this podcast. Also excited about big bets coming up. A lot of big bets. NBA, baseball starting, and of course, a bunch of UFC. Go to BetDSI.com, BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. Use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cash. That cash will be put in your account in roughly an hour or two. Okay, so it's not right off the bat, so don't hit up James and I get a 99 million texts that the link's not working. It will work. Hook it up. And then Caveman Coffee, CavemanCoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Get that 10% off that coffee, dog. Bam. And then go punchdrunksports.com. Amazon links. And listen, people, we need writers. This website keeps growing. We need you to write anything. Hot chicks. Do a porn critique. Whatever it is. We need it. Want to talk random sports, volleyball, NASCAR, whatever it is. We need writers. If you can write one article a week, a quick little fun article, we'd love to have you. Or two a month. Whatever's easier. So that's it, dude. Tebow, where are you going to be?
I'll be at an AA meeting in about 2 hours.
Okay.
You can usually find me at one of those daily.
How much time do you get?
More than I get anywhere else, I'll tell you that fucking right now. I will be at a show with you and with Ari tomorrow night at the Comedy Store. I'll be hosting the big Death Squad
they
secret show.
Ari to it?
Added Ari to it. You, me, Ari. I believe Dave Attell. I believe Bill Burr.
Oh, shit.
Myself, you. So if you guys want to come see the Punch Drunk Gang fuck around on stage with a microphone in our hands and maybe get your fucking butt sniffed after the show, come to the Comedy Store Wednesday night, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock show. Your boy's hosting. Tripoli's going to be on the show. Ari's going to be on the show. And quite a few other fucking special guests. And I will be headlining Harvell's in Long Beach on the 15th. So 2 weeks from tonight, if you want to see me do a long set, me and Steve Randolph from International Bad Boys podcast fame.
International.
That's 2 weeks from today on the 15th. So if you want to see me do a long set, come get your dick sucked.
Frank the Mexican, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the La Jolla Comedy Store April 1st. For that weekend, and then I'm going to be...
Who you with?
Oh, Adam Ray and Sandy Danto.
Oh, that's a great fun show. Fun show! Fun festive show!
Yeah. And then San Jose Improv with Brian Redband, Kate Quigley, and George Perez, March 18th and 19th.
That's a fun show, too.
Yeah,
or Dandy Santos, as Boon Shakalaka calls him.
Dandy Santos.
And also, just want to say a big shout-out. I'll send a few of these out if anybody lets me know you signed up. Big shout out right now to Ryan Hill. Just let me know. He just signed up for Rabble.tv.
I love
Thank you, Ryan Hill. I love Ryan Hill. He's a great guy. His him and his brother came to the show at the La Jolla Comedy Store this weekend.
Love that guy.
Love all the Punch Drunk fans who showed up. Thank you guys so much. It was a lot of fun. Ryan's brother, who's an incredibly good-looking guy, brought this smoking hot chick. And all these like cougars just... We're passively aggressively shitting on her because, you know, she has youth on her side. Her womb is clean, you know, and then these 45-year-old chicks who used to just have rich guys doing gackers out of their assholes are just passively aggressively commenting on her and complimenting her. So, Ryan Hill, I love you. Gave me a bunch of burritos. Hooked it up.
So good.
The best.
Guys, this is my week. Again, I'm going to be with my good friend Jason Tebow, Brian Redband, Joe Rogan, all of them at the Death Squad
show. Rogan, too, on that.
Rogan's definitely doing this Wednesday. And then I'm very excited. I got added to the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival this Friday night. I'm doing two shows, one at 8:30, one the late show. I'm doing a nasty show. So if you're in San Jose Obispo, is that what it is? San Luis Obispo, come and check it out. And then got more dates coming out. A lot of great stuff going on. Again, want to thank everybody who came out to the La Jolla Comedy Store this weekend. Two sold-out shows on Saturday. So I was very excited. And that... is the biznatch. You know, today's an interesting day because there's a lot of sports to talk about, but is there one big thing to talk about?
Yeah, I would think Saturday. I mean, with our show and with us all being the UFC fans. Ladies and gentlemen, the door flies open, and what walks in right behind it? A couple crutches first. Jew on crutches. Jew on crutches.
I love that. They had that kind of weird kind of like Moses, kind of like a
Benedictine monks of Santo Domingo?
Yeah.
One of those kind of things?
Jews on crutches. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You gotta move the crutches so they can see your fucking face, and every time it's just
beautiful,
a pain shoots
beautiful, Semitic
up.
Face.
How, I missed it, but how did you break it?
Skiing.
Trying to be athletic.
Were you
shredding pow, brah?
Yeah, were you about to land a sick trick or
I actually was jumping in the woods. I was as athletic a thing I'll ever do.
So
was,
you were it, going for it.
I was going for it. I was trying to keep up with this guy, John Baum, this comedian from Whistler, and he was like he's been skiing snowboarding since he was like two.
First of all, he's a snowboarder and skier from the side of a Canadian mountain. That's where he's from.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm gonna keep up with this guy.
You're like, I can do it.
Yeah. At first I was like, oh, I was like, and he's like, you almost? I'm like, I'm good. And then I was honestly taking a little slower. And I saw a little patch into the woods. Took it. It was a jump. Jumped it.
Let me ask you something. On skis, is ever going into the woods a good idea? I mean, ask Sonny Bono about that.
He didn't wear a helmet. I looked it up afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Were you wearing a fucking helmet?
I was wearing a helmet. Me and my brother had to have this talk.
By the way, did you have a picture of you wearing a helmet? Because I need that.
I have pictures of me wearing helmets.
Can we see it?
Yeah, on my Instagram. It's one of me and Renda Zisi each wearing helmets.
Okay. Oh.
But we were looking at each other because we never wore helmets when we were little. And then everyone else was. Little kids and adults. And we're like, we're just being stubborn.
Yeah.
Like, it's dangerous not to.
Most
That's why everyone's
likely
wearing them.
Your parents didn't care for you.
Now, you called in. Now, here's what's interesting is that you call in, and you're just taking a time out.
What?
Jesus Christ. That crutching really wears you out, crutching from your car to the fucking show.
Now, you know, they talk about, like, cursing being dirty as a crutch, you know, in comedy, but... That seems like it makes it easier. This is fucking hard as shit.
That is so funny, dude.
Crutches are hard as shit.
I don't know if you've ever need crutches. That's hard as fuck. So if I'm working dirty, it's harder to work.
It's harder.
Dirty.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's my crutch. It's basically impossible. I've fallen twice.
Have you? That's hilarious.
Yeah, I got it on stage 2 nights ago at the store.
So let me ask you.
Yeah, Sorry, Tebow, you were about that song.
When do they start running your time? Like, you got 15 minutes? Do they start? Because they can't wait till you get on stage, because that's another 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, good point. I don't know when they run the time.
I wonder if you're halfway to the stage, they start running the clock.
I don't know. You work booth sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, we usually do it right when either.
Introduction.
Introduction, but some do it right when they touch the microphone.
Oh.
So it depends on how much they like you.
Yeah.
What do they do with me?
I mean, you always wait till you touch the microphone.
So what is what do you do for Brody? You wait like a good like minute and a half before.
No, Brody, that's part of his whole act. You could tell that's
Brody when
like
he pulls up.
Yeah, because he does like 2 minutes of just
starts to the audience
walking up.
Yeah,
it's usually when they hit the stage too. There's a big conversation about that.
Okay.
So
what was your question, Teeb?
Oh yeah,
it's been a fun episode so far.
Hold on.
You called in,
yeah.
And you're on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I just hurt my foot, so I'm taking time out. Thought I'd give you guys a jingle jangle.
Yeah.
There's a snowball fight that's about to unfold.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of little kids right there.
Yeah.
And then you go, there's two rules, no profanity.
Yeah.
And no snowball fights.
And no smoking.
And no smoking. And you were in some sort of treehouse for children.
Yeah, it was a perfect place to smoke pot, if not for the children.
If
I mean,
not
it
for the children.
You go through this little
tunnel.
Can I
get that sound bite?
If not for the children.
Never stop to any adult that I ever grew up around. So
that's true.
I don't think that would ever stop anybody. So then you call in, and then you go, oh, shit, I got to go. There's a snowball fight that's actually happening. These kids are breaking the rule. Hang up on us. The next day on Instagram, you got a your foot's in a cast and you got a broken foot.
Did they catch you smoking weed and they go, this is how we give you one.
I was going the other way. I was thinking you got in the snowball fight with these kids and they beat the living fuck out of you and then you double broke your foot.
Oh, then they like, stomped on it like that Eagles fan.
And they're like, look at the Jew. And then they're kicking you and all that kind of shit.
We had a guy who called in who said that he saw the whole thing and that you actually hurt yourself.
People
are going to leave you out to dead, and you begged him to save you that you were willing to suck his dick if you...
What? Who is that caller?
A Canadian guy that was,
Canadian guy
was
who
the first
you.
Responder. Oh. He was the first responder. He was some sort of first aid guy. He was there, and he said that you were curled up in a ball, you were crying, and then you were sucking your thumb, and you were saying that you wanted your mommy.
I would love to hear from that guy. I mean, I was definitely dazed.
Hopefully
he's
listening. He'll call in. He'll tell the whole story about how you just begged to suck his dick.
Getting a little delirious and that you were going to suck his dick for helping him.
Getting down the steps with holding the skis or flying. I'm trying to hop on one boot, you know, trying to get down. There's a line behind me of people waiting No, one person, and then some like Swiss girl, she goes, do you want some help? And I was like, yeah, that'd be lovely. And then I just fucking hopped all the way down. But everyone else is like, not even offering to help. It's amazing how rude people are.
Everybody says that nice Canadians are.
You see me struggling for a door, and they're just staring at you.
Common courtesy is very much an American thing. I'm telling you right now.
No way, this British guy on the plane went out of his way to help me.
Okay.
Maybe it's just not a North American thing.
It's definitely not a Los Angeles thing.
No, nobody fucking, they stare at me.
It's a non-major city thing.
I'll get to people into like a hallway and I'll keep walking, especially in New York, walking, they see me coming and they're blocking the hallway and I go right up to them and then I go, excuse me. And they go, okay. And then they move. And I'm like,
what
you see me on crutches,
What
man.
If Ari becomes a complete handicap advocate after this?
Yeah.
And he's like, I broke my foot one time, and I understand what it's like to have cerebral palsy.
I don't see that happening.
Dude, it's so not handicapped. So people look at you with pity all the time. I said I didn't want breakfast on the plane, on the cross-country plane flight. And she was like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, I'm just really not hungry yet. I'm just going
to
sleep.
Cut to, like, how long do you have to wear the cast of the foot? How long are you fucked up here?
6 to 8 weeks. Another.
Cut to 3 months from now, Ari's in New York, and someone's crutching towards him. And they go, excuse me. And Ari goes, ugh. And just slowly steps out of the way, just like they do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
See it going the other way, that Ari never gets his cast off. Shit, people start throwing him pussy and shit, and then he wins Last Comic Standing because he's the handicapped comic.
Dude, I had to go up on stage and go, and everyone looked at me as I'm on stage at the stand because it's tight and it's a little down. It's really hard to get on stage there with crutches. And I get up there, and they all stuck at me. I'm like, hey, This is not my hook. Just if you're wondering, I'm about to do jokes about like sex and stuff.
Last Comic Standing season 47 winner, Ari Shaffir. He broke his foot for some reason. He just
you know,
talks retarded.
Great.
Anybody ever go down to King Cole?
I had to showcase in front of my ex-girlfriend for that show. The only time I tried it.
I remember
showcase
that.
Showcase in front of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I what?
That was
That's
so hard.
That's when my hatred of Andy Kindler grew.
Really?
When she said no, did you throw a glass of water on her head?
She didn't say no. She said...
See what I did there?
Did you guys watch that Golden State game?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I watched it live. I saw ESPN. There were like 2 minutes left. I was like, oh, I'll watch Golden State. They're down three. I mean, fucking ice, bro. Ice. Oh, thanks, man.
Right
fucking
on.
Fucking Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Yeah. I brought something, too, for everybody.
Oh, no. What,
edibles?
Is this going to be pictures of your asshole?
No, not at all, Sam. Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all, Sam.
It's metal, too.
No, well, I'd be able to. It's metal because it's going to.
I can't do it today.
No, we're not doing it today. I just want to leave this here.
A really
and just have
good
it.
Sound.
I have one at home we're using.
Oh, really? What? Can I see that?
Sure. There's another option, too.
Oh.
Plastic. Attached to one of these. So if you want to come closer to the butt, you can come closer. If you want to recoil and still, like, you're like, oh no!
Nah!
I'm still on it. Watch this, watch this.
Boom!
And then you haven't sharkanied on your bet. You can still, because that's a natural reaction. Like, oh no! But now you've lost. Oh no! Still in. Still in.
People, by the way, the internet just exploded. It's happening! It's happening! Well, it's happening! It's going to happen!
I'm here for 3 more weeks. Let's get it ready.
Before he leaves, I promise you all, this will happen. Oh my God. I promise you it will happen.
In the interim, yeah.
It will happen. So don't give me any fucking e-texts about me pussying out. It will happen before Ari leaves, okay? End of discussion!
Also, a side thing.
Side note.
Before I leave, too.
I have one of those at home, too. I went and bought it.
Really? Maybe next week, the week after, we're all going to cut
Your
weight.
Your final week.
Your cut now, weight against one, Legion of Skanks.
This one has some sort of filter in it. That's probably good for
Shut up. Okay.
Good for Sam.
Can we go back to the game?
Cutting weight for
the game.
What?
Yeah.
No, okay. Ari, that's very fun. By the way, Ari, I have a feeling that these are going to enter somehow into your bedroom antics. Like, I can definitely see that.
I have an idea. I want to shoot in your mouth, but I don't want to miss.
If I was you, I would go
with
the metal.
Wait for the last drop.
I'll go with the metal one.
All right, man. We'll figure it out. It's going
to
happen.
Now, we have to duct tape it to your ass.
Yeah, for sure.
That's going to be fun. That's the secret little part of it.
That's where Tebow gets involved.
Yeah. Because okay. Ripping this off of your hairy Jew ass is going to be an
hairy
added
Jew
little
ass,
fucking...
Dude.
An added sweet little day. Gift that keeps on giving.
You are so funny.
Somebody should make that into a GIF and call it the gift that keeps on giving.
The gift that keeps
it's
on giving.
Just a pulling thing. Oh, this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Boom.
The metal one's going to be the way to go.
Everybody's on fire
the
today.
The metal one's going to be the way to go because it has a filter in it. It's longer. And I think
Sam,
it's
what do you
make...
have?
I have one at home.
With
a
hose?
I have two, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Is it better than this one?
We're going to bring it in and we'll figure we'll
bring it
vote,
in.
And my vote will be the final vote.
You don't want that one. That's what I'm saying. This one has too many leaky
That's
problems.
That's for a very special lady who's confused about who she should give her vagina
Sam
to.
Sam gets weapon of choice. Right?
Yeah.
He gets
the
pick at the end.
Yeah, it's Dojo. Dojo rules.
So listen, here's the thing. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I'll look at it. You can't go too long. If you do go too long, if you can make it like a mile long, you have to wait until the fart gets all the way over there.
I'm not against that.
We have to clear it.
Okay, all right.
So.
All right. We have to clear it.
I mean, that's a lot of breathing.
Will we just see the death fog going through it? Is that what it will be?
This one's going to be good because it's going to make a funny sound because it's all aluminum.
Also, when he gags, you're going to be able to hear it. It's going to be like a trombone.
This is like if the Tin Man would play jokes on everybody. Like Dorothy's sleeping. He's like, watch this.
He pulled it out of his crate in the inside.
That's like a Tin Man's kind of butt. This one's going to be way to go because that one.
You getting those on camera?
If he does accidentally
doing
shit,
a great job. Yeah.
If he accidentally shits, there's like a filter in here that's going to catch anything bad.
Yeah.
What do you mean accidentally? Oh, he's going to shit.
Oh, they're already taking pictures of everything. They're already taking pictures of all the. Guys, it's going to happen. Calm down.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Pennzoil. Pennzoil, when you're looking to fart in someone's mouth but are afraid of lossage.
Oh, real quick, Ari, Pennzoil. This is not happening tonight. Who's on?
This is not happening. Myself, I'm doing a story this week. One of my favorites about Benji's dog, Jim Brewer. is doing it, and Kurt Metzger is doing it.
When am I on again? What episodes?
I think, so if we're up to episode, this is like, hey, last year, this is 16. I think you're in about the 40s,
okay,
I believe.
Perfect. 40s? I got another story I want to tell.
Oh, really?
When can I audition again?
Why don't you record it at a club? It'll be way better.
All right, done.
Put it on tape in a club.
Done. I'll do it tomorrow night at the show.
Okay. I can handle it. That's how Brett got on.
All right.
Brett just showed us a set of his stories. Like, fucking sweet. And then I could show that to the bosses.
Perfect.
Like, if they go, I don't know about him, go, well, okay, I get that, but how about this tape? Look at this. And then you'd be sure.
Done. Thank you. I'll do it tomorrow night at the episode.
Done.
Did you guys ever hear the story that in order for you to move up,
yeah,
somebody has to die?
Yeah. Bruce Smirnoff has to leave for me to get paid.
No, you've
paid
made
regular
it.
Spots.
You made it.
I know,
so
but
maybe
I'm saying Bruce Smirnoff had to get out of that lineup for me to come in. Johnny Sanchez had to leave the lineup for fucking Tony Hinchcliffe.
Somebody
to get
has
in.
To die. Like, the whole theory is like.
Actually die.
Yeah, like a great example is Josh Adam Myers and Brittany Furlong. Yeah. Angelo Bowers had to die. So everybody moves up one.
And they took his power.
Yes. There's a theory that, like, Jay-Z had Aaliyah killed.
Aaliyah
killed.
I like Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. Sounds like some sort of
you
like.
You guys act like that's so far off. Like, I'm just like,
Have you heard of Aaliyah?
You
didn't
read her
name. If you said Aaliyah, everyone would go, who the fuck is Aaliyah?
Have you heard of
everybody
Destiny's
would
adopted
go.
Child?
So I think, who did you kill off to move up? Who died right around when you blew up?
Freddie Soto.
No, Fat James. 12 years ago.
Oh, Fat James. Yeah, when I started making a move. In the industry, yeah, Fat James died, and I was the only one who had the courage to admit that we were happy he's dead. No more crossing the street on Melrose when you see him a block and a half up. Isn't it better that an annoying person is dead than a random person you've never met? Can you believe it? It's so sad. No, it's not. This is a happy occasion. We are free of an annoyance.
You are so retarded.
That's the reality. I admitted it, and I had the courage.
I'm not going to take that away from you.
I mean, yeah, the people who got Bin Laden, they were
who
courageous.
Steve
but not
who
as
died?
Courageous as me.
Who died for Steve Arnazzisi?
A lot of people in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we just went with you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Back to the Golden State Warriors.
Game. Yeah. Ice, bro. Ice in those veins.
Dude.
Special run. And
not call time.
They got the magic.
No, it's just like,
and
then
Westbrook
you
went
watch
out.
It?
When,
you
yeah, watch it. When Westbrook went out and they went up five, it's over. Sure, Ice works out, but they're up 5 points now.
Dude, I still don't know how they won that game. They're up
I mean,
three.
Iguodala getting a foul at the end.
At the end.
He doesn't make that shot one step inside the 3-point line.
What about Klay Thompson? They're down three.
Oh, nailing that shot. After Curry misses two in a row, Klay's like, oh, don't forget about me, idiots.
So Klay Thompson does a layup. If they just let him do the layup,
oh, yeah, they fouled
still,
him.
They fouled him, and he hits the shot. And you don't have to touch him. You're still up one.
With how much time left was that?
That was like 10 seconds left, and he get the ball back.
How'd they get the ball back?
Because if he does a layup.
Oh, no, no. That was with 35 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
And they did it with enough time to go 2-for-1.
Yeah.
So then it's up to OK State to score. They don't.
There's more than 24 seconds left.
Yeah, it was like 29 seconds. It's perfect time to do it. I never understood when some teams don't go for the 2-for-1. It's like rush off a bad shot. Not a terrible shot, but a bad shot with 30, and you will have one full possession left.
Funny thing is, like in the pros, they do exactly what you're saying. A lot of times they don't go for the 2-for-1. In college, they go for it over and over and over and over
again.
It's such a fundamental thing.
Yeah.
And then when you go to pros, they're so dying to hit that
three. You got to shoot with about 42 to 48 seconds left, and then you got it.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. It was crazy. And someone did something where they reenacted the game on
NBA
2K. And they had Stephen Curry take the shots he's taking in real life and hitting, and he couldn't hit any of the shots. He was airballing every one of those shots. That's how crazy this is. And, you know, we got Oscar Robertson going nuts, and it's like there's always been fast little guys in the NBA. The whole thing is this. If you play by the NBA rules of the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Steph Curry would have adapted. He would adapted his game to that style of play. Like, you know, everybody's giving Phil Jackson shit right now about Chris Jackson, Mahmoud.
He was saying that he was like, we've all seen, you know, a career, and
he had a very shorter version of it, and the offense wasn't open enough. But that guy could score from anywhere. I'm not saying
that's
Steph
why
he was
saying people go, he's making a ridiculous comparison. It's like not ridiculous.
But the reason I bring that guy up is because there's a video of
him doing
the
what?
Denver Nuggets with Jackson on the team, Fahima, whatever, Mahita, whatever his name is,
yeah,
taking on the Chicago Bulls that went for 72, and they beat him, and Jordan can't stop this guy. So it was like, well, if Jordan was playing against Steph Curry, he'd shut Steph Curry down. It's like, no, watch this game.
I love when people make an actual valid comparison. And instead of people actually analyzing the statement, like really analyzing it, they just go, not only is it ridiculous, fuck you. You're out of touch. You don't know. It's like, just look it up, man.
Yeah.
You made a great comparison.
Dude, it actually is a great comparison. And also, Steph Curry's
been this dominant for 3 years.
Yeah. He hit his stride.
Yeah. It might go away. We don't know if it's going to continue forever.
It doesn't matter the rules, because the only way to stop Steph Curry is to foul him hard, and you'll foul
him.
That
was the first couple of years. Remember, they were grabbing his jersey when he was trying to come through those screens, getting last shots, but he wasn't a star yet.
Yeah.
And he was, like, fucking running at half speed because somebody's holding on to his jersey. Remember watching this in the front patio of the store, and it was like, they're not giving him that call?
Yeah.
He gets it now.
Well, now you know he doesn't get it against Chris Paul. Chris Paul mugs that guy.
Really?
Like he's a 1975 Oakland Raider DB.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Wow. Or a current Oakland Raider fan.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah. I'm cool with that. But yeah, the Thunder shouldn't have watched it. I think what's going on with the Thunder right now, because they've lost like 4 or 5 or 3 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
I think they're all thinking that KD's out the door.
5-5.
What?
The last 10, they've lost 5-5.
5-5, yeah.
They think KD's at the door, so what? This isn't their last shot? What are they ranked right now in the West?
Third.
So it's like they know they can go to
the
title.
Two games above the Clippers.
They know they can go to the title. Really want third instead of first, instead of fourth.
Games back. Yeah, 100%.
You do not want to face Golden State in the second
round. I want to take on San Antonio in the second round because I think we can beat them.
Yeah, well, you do think you can beat anyone in the second round, and you've been consistently wrong since I've been doing this podcast.
They beat about 30 last time they played them.
That's
fine. Yeah, regular season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but we did beat San Antonio last year, right?
Which round?
First round.
Okay.
Okay. But it was like considered the greatest round ever played in the first round. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. They blew it against Houston. Was that last year?
Yeah.
Wow. They were up so much.
Yeah, they were up so much.
What the fuck happened with that?
They were. You know what it's kind of like? It's like when Dallas was having all those wins and then they just fucked up the rest of the season. You remember that?
Yeah.
They couldn't win anything.
Not this year. I don't remember.
Shit the bed.
Oh, yeah. 4-0.
Yeah. You remember that?
Oh,
they
4-0.
Shit the bed.
4-1? No, they're 3-1.
Yeah, you Cowboys? That?
Yeah. Oh, God. What the fuck? Oh, no. I know. Romo went down.
Yeah.
No, it's only gonna happen again. Thing. They're like, Romo's got 5 years left. 4 to 5 years left. That's what Jerry Jones says. As their starter. I'm like, well, there's fucking 30 games he'll play in 5 years.
There's one injury. He's had one injury.
Let's stay in NBA for a little while.
Five times.
And get what
five times? Just this year. He never really went down before.
Romo.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah. He's always getting hurt.
No, that's just this year.
Aaron's even shaking his head, and he doesn't even like football.
Not just this year?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For lots of games?
Romo?
With a collarbone?
Yeah. Sure.
Isn't that what you should be looking up?
No shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, ma'am.
He's like, you guys are kidding me. This is fascinating. But how can we ever cross-check this? I guess we will never know, will we, guys?
Maybe I'll write someone on Facebook.
I guess we'll just never know.
I was looking
at the
Muhammad
only guy with
Abdul.
A laptop is staring at the three of us, bewildered.
I was
at how we could ever find out if Romo's ever missed a game.
I'm on basketball right.
But that's when you get off basketball.
It's called multi-tabs, you asshole.
Control
I need
guys.
Tabs in Spanish.
Guys, I need a new computer. This one's on basketball. You know what? Next time I'm bringing in 5 laptops and a cell phone, we'll have a different computer for every sport. But right now, I'm on NBA.com, so I can't find shit on Tony Romo here. Guys, turns out, 10 minutes later, Tony Romo's never been in the NBA.
Excellent. You know, so true.
I think I've uncovered something, a big story.
He's never played an NBA game, Ari, so you're absolutely wrong.
The thing that's funny about Tony Romo, the only time people talk about Tony Romo is if when he shows up to the arena, whatever home team he's come to see loses. That's all they know. They always lose. And it's like the Tony Romo curse. Like the team does not want to see Tony Romo in the stands. That's a big story from like 2 playoffs ago.
Yep. And all this gambling shit with his...
What?
2014, he injured his back. 2013, it was his back.
How many games has he played?
How many games did he play?
Oh, I just have the full injury history.
I'm just wondering how many games he misses per year.
All right, give me a second.
Because this year was about 8.
Give him some time. He's got one HTML. Yeah.
No, because he's doing this. They tried to have this fantasy football thing.
Yeah, and he got in trouble.
And he was going to be there, and they're like, nope, you can't do anything about gambling. Oh, you can't. So they, hey, he had to give all his money back, and it fucked up. So the people are suing. And you saw that Gronkowski was on that boat, that cruise boat thing. So part of their lawsuit is they're like, he went on this boat, and there's several videos of him gambling on this boat. And it's like this Gronkowski and other NFL players on it. And you know that they take this out and they gamble on this boat. And it's literally a floating casino.
Yeah.
How is that okay and how is this not okay?
Yeah, I totally agree with them.
I agree with them too.
I totally agree with
the Patriots.
I agree with them too. But the NFL's like, hey man, we can't get all of our NFL players getting all this side money from fantasy football.
No, we don't see.
Yeah. My ass, I don't see. I bet you can go to NFL.com and sign up for their fantasy football league.
Didn't he get behind the daily leagues? Didn't the NFL get behind the daily fantasy leagues?
It increases fanship. That's what it does. It increases 100%. Fanship.
What'd you say with nuts in your mouth?
It increases fanship.
Okay, that's great. So you're a cripple
that
and
does
retarded.
Sound like how it sounds if he had real nuts in his mouth.
All right, you got it.
Okay, let's hear it.
2008, he missed three games.
2008, come on.
All right, yeah, 2010, he missed... 10 games.
Whoa.
I know. 2013, he missed one game. 14, he missed one game. In 2015, he missed 12 games.
Yeah, one game a season is nothing.
No, that's not. Did you not hear the 10 games he missed?
Yeah, it was 2010.
He missed 24 games in the last 5 years.
It was 5 years ago. Oh, yeah.
24 games in the last 5 years. You're starting
seasons.
$60 million quarterback.
It's not his collarbone he's breaking.
Collarbone?
Back. And then his back's fine. Collarbone broke.
And then it was hand earlier.
That was fine.
Shoulder.
But still, 26 games in 5 years is a lot for a $50 million quarterback. That your owner owner goes, he's got five more years in him.
I'm like,
or three, okay. Yeah.
Also, what I've seen is trends-wise, I don't know if you guys seen this too, is a quarterback will have like a dominant year, like 15 years into his career, playing better than ever, baseball players too, and then the plummet happens. Like, they're, like, consistently okay, like, maybe the equivalent of, like, a 300 hitter, then all of a sudden you're hitting, like, 320, 335, 340, and then next year, 290, 210,
would that
and then
be
gone.
The steroid years?
Maybe, but, like, Peyton Manning's having the same thing, where he threw for 5,000 yards, like, not very long
two
ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. No real new injury.
Can you believe he hasn't retired yet? Can you believe that?
I think he's just going to write a note. I think what we predicted
is
right.
Is
he's going to write
weird,
a note and walk
it?
Away.
It's like, dude.
I like it, though, where it's like, I don't want to make this an emotional statement.
Okay,
let me see
that
how
was
I feel.
3 weeks ago.
Maybe he's not going to retire.
I don't think he is.
Well, I think you gotta at least, I think he's going to retire personally. But I think, you know, if you're a smart businessman, you go, hey, I'm going to take a couple weeks, and I'm going to see what all my offers are on the table. As far as broadcasting, maybe I can GM somewhere. Maybe I can go.
17 years he's been playing.
Peyton?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it.
Yeah.
Certainly
plays
feels
like
it.
I missed
plays
one
like
year in 2011.
Yeah.
That was about it.
That's when he did the ACH. No, he missed an entire year. Was it 2011?
On the Colts.
About right, yeah.
Is that how long Andrew Luck's been in the league since 2012? I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, this will be his fourth year, is that right? Yep.
Ari,
yeah.
Will you get behind the Los Angeles Rams at all?
Yeah, I will.
Me too.
Me too.
Absolutely.
I will.
I mean, I already signed up for season tickets.
You already bought some?
No, but you got on the wait list immediately. It's $100 like the first day I got on.
Oh,
and then it's a lotter.
I wonder how much do you think season tickets
$100 that you get back if you don't get picked. It's a deposit.
Cool. I think they're...
I don't know, but I'll get them. I'll sell them. You know, if
sure.
I can't be there, yeah. I can definitely get my money back.
Sure.
I mean,
you could probably write it off in a creative
sure. if
way.
If I took another comic or Justin or somebody.
Would you sign up for two tickets?
You're trying to slam Hammond?
Sign up for two tickets,
no,
yeah.
That actually makes sense because then you can totally write that off as like a business meeting.
Yeah, for sure. That's what a lot of like law firms and mm-hmm. managements and agencies do. They have like Clippers tickets. My lawyer just took me and it was like, we got better ones. We had way up top and then we got better ones. And he goes, guess what? Nobody put in for the Pelicans game, so we're going.
Including
goes,
the Pelicans.
You're my lowest level client, so we don't get any picks, but yeah, including the Pelicans. So I got to go see the Pelicans fucking lose against the Lakers. Fuck.
Gross.
Really?
Gross. Yeah.
Well, a lot of guys, Eric Gordon's, I think, coming off the books.
No Davis, though. No, he's got a player option for next year. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure, though. I wish there was some way to find out. But
I'll look it up right now.
Oh, cool. But I think he's got a player option for next year. And if Eric, I don't know what, it could be $20. He better pick up that option.
So you will be a Cowboy and a Rams fan?
I'll be a Rams sympathizer.
I'm a Bullet sympathizer. Sympathizer as well.
I have been a Clipper sympathizer for a while, but...
What?
I've been a Clipper sympathizer for a while.
Okay.
You know, home team. Also, Dodgers. I don't mind rooting for the Dodgers. Different
Same.
League. Different league.
Well, they figure criteria of having won a ton of shit before, and then you just kind of bandwagon that.
No, they haven't. They've been underdogs since I've been in LA. They've never lived up to.
I mean, like that's Dallas too. Dallas, since you've been in LA, has been pretty shitty, and you're big fans of them too. Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, I'm a full Dallas fan, though.
I
see what you're getting at, but you're wrong.
I will do the same thing. I will go Falcons,
oh my God,
Rams,
so yeah,
Cubs, Dodgers. Clippers have actually trumped
the home
the Bulls.
Team. Dodgers are the home team.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they're not even in my league. So if it comes down to Yankees, Dodgers in the World Series, yeah, I'm going to root against the Dodgers.
Same thing.
But other than that, they do me no harm. They do my team
Cubs,
no harm.
Dodgers, playoffs, there's zero part of me.
It's almost like having a college team and a pro team. It doesn't matter, and I'm not rooting hard for them. I won't get their shirts and stuff. I want all right, here the Dodgers are winning.
I would also not. Cool. I would not have any Rams memorabilia.
It would make me. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I would go to a Rams game and root for the Rams.
I might get a hat.
I'm watching them, rooting for them.
If I go every week for a couple years, I'll get a hat or two, just so I can.
No way.
Here's
at the game. When I went to a Texans game, I got a hat. I was like, well, let me fucking support.
Not?
I'll cheer for the home team today.
Yeah, because that's you. You
and then
it's like cheating on your wife to me.
You're like Asian guys in L.A. who go from the Lakers to the fucking Golden State Warriors.
Someone in their league. No, it's not like that. And
if somebody
Golden
gave
State
me a Rams hat, I would throw it on the ground and stomp on it. Right in their face. Right in your face.
No, dude, here's
how it goes. Give you a Raiders cap.
The Rams now moving to number 3. Buffalo moves to 3rd. Rams are now 2nd. So it goes Raiders, Rams, Buffalo, Bills.
What? As what?
I never even really considered you a Bills fan at
all. Well, I've always had a, you know, because I was born in that area.
I know
that. My family's all Bills fans. My aunt, my uncle.
I've never known you to root openly for the Bills.
Oh, wow. And they won 4 Super Bowls. That's so crazy.
I'm from there. Ari, unlike you, never lived.
Convenient now.
Yeah, convenient now.
They've gone to 4 Super Bowls.
I was only born there. I was only born 10 miles away from where they play.
How old were you when you left?
How old was I when I left? Yeah. Upstate New York? 18.
Oh, so you were there for that big run? Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I lived there.
That's when you chose to be a fan of the
team. No, actually, I was a Raiders fan.
Yeah, you were a Raiders fan, and then go, oh, you know what? I'm actually going to root for the Bills now because they're good.
I want them
to
do
well.
The
Bills had to die for Sam to succeed.
Listen, Sam, the important thing.
I'm a root for them. I hope they get a good quarterback.
I'll root for them, too. A quarterback?
I hope they. I don't know necessarily draft one, but or get one. There's a couple good guys.
Either which way they're gonna go, they're gonna have a 3-person competition. I think they're gonna get RG3, but
I've been on the.
I don't want RG3.
I think
RG3's got big upside, no real downside.
And now that he's cheap, the funniest thing is if he goes to the Rams. The Rams were the team that got 3 first-round picks for him for Washington.
That'd be great.
Oh, really?
They build this awesome defense. Washington blows the treads out on this kid's tires.
Yeah.
But dude, like you're saying, no downside. He's got a year off. He's 3 years away from rookie of the year. He's got a full year off. And you're probably going to get him for about $3 million instead of 60.
Dude, yeah. But you know what, man? It's just those legs. He's got. He's
a Derrick Rose
of
the NFL.
So it's $3 million. Most of the time, backup quarterback won't see action. So have him as that. A high-priced guy who probably won't see action.
He's a Derrick Rose of the NFL.
You think he's done?
I just think he's made of glass, and I think every time this kid gets tackled, if I'm a GM for the Rams or a coach or whatever, I'm just like...
The biggest difference between RG3 and Derrick Rose is RG3 wants it. Derrick Rose got all this money.
Big statement.
There's another big difference, too. Derrick Rose is okay looking, and RG3 looks like a fucking catfish.
Yeah,
okay.
And Derrick Rose
His eyes
black.
Are on the side of his head.
Really?
He looks like a catfish! Look at this catfish-looking motherfucker.
He doesn't
you put a hook in his mouth and tell me that's not a catfish.
I think L.A. would be the worst place for him to go because his ego will blow up so quickly.
RG3?
I think he's been humbled.
I think he's been humbled.
I think his ego is out of control for a few years, and I think it's fucking go-to-work time.
Do you know of any good free agents that might be available? Like, I would love
at
it.
At what position?
I would love... Listen, if Calvin
really.
Johnson doesn't
come back,
do you blow up the Dallas Detroit Lions? Like, why not go after Stafford? Here's a 1 and a 2 for Matthew Stafford.
I mean, I don't think they're...
You're not getting a 1 and a 2 for Stafford now.
I would. If I was the Rams, I'd give him my 1 and my 2.
Let's see. You got Sam Bradford that's available.
Nope.
Chase Daniel.
He's staying.
Maybe.
Drew Stanton.
Nope.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Maybe.
He's staying
Matt
with the Jets.
Matt Hasselbeck.
He's staying with the Jets.
Matt Moore.
No.
Hasselbeck's older than everyone in this room, and we're old.
Matt Schaub.
No, Matt Schaub.
Too old.
No.
Bruce Gretkowski.
Bruce Gretkowski.
That
nope.
Can't spell it. Don't want him.
Kellen Clemens.
No, not bad.
No.
Matt okay. Cassell.
Matt Cassell.
Matt no. Cassell. Too old.
Tavarius Jackson.
No.
Too maybe. Black. Maybe. Why too not? Black. He can play. I wouldn't mind having
he's
him.
Struck,
if I got nobody,
awful.
Bring it up. Why?
He's awful.
He can
he play
right.
good?
No.
No.
He's been,
wasn't he with the Rams this year or somebody?
No.
Who played for the Rams this year?
He was with Seattle.
Yeah, go on.
Scott Tolzien?
No.
Brock Osweiler?
Maybe.
He'll stay in Denver. They're going to wait. Denver's
going
to wait.
They're going to franchise.
He ain't going anywhere.
They're
going
to franchise Von Miller, which
did.
Means they can't franchise him. Throw him the house.
He didn't play that good.
Charlie Whitehurst?
He did play that well.
No,
I didn't.
You won more games than Peyton Manning did.
No. You're talking about games.
Hold on.
You're talking about winning games on a defense team. I'm saying he didn't play that good.
He won.
You're
games.
Talking. The defense won all those games.
What am I looking
You can't
no,
say that quarterback responsible. He didn't play that good. So if I'm 16-0
Brock
and, this,
Osweiler's
and, this
numbers
one, and my one offensive guy gave up 17 sacks, I should say he did play good because they're 16-0
I agree with you.
Yeah. He didn't play that good. He got replaced when they were losing.
I would rock.
Important game.
This is going to be a crazy thing to say, but if I was. The Rams, Los Angeles Rams. I almost said St. Louis.
Let's
if I was the Los Angeles Rams, I would probably rather have the catfish than Osweiler, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Case Keenum did okay. The two quarterbacks they had did okay.
And so you have a
not
backup
great.
Plan. If this guy
so I bring
out.
In RG3 for a cheap amount.
Yeah.
He's going to cost you $3 million a year for 3 years.
Cut him.
Osweiler, you're going to get into a bidding war with
right.
He wouldn't have like an 88 quarterback rating, something
let's
like
see.
That.
He's got his rating is I actually don't see it. His 2015, he played 8 games, 275 attempts, 170 completions, 61% average yards.
QBR is quarterback rating.
Let's see.
How many yards did he have?
He had about 1900.
So 2000 yards in 8
that's
games, 4, that's decent. That's decent.
Yeah. That's great.
That's
10
decent.
Touchdowns, 240 yards.
How many picks?
240 yards per game, 6 interceptions.
10 and 6. So what was his quarterback rating?
20 and 12.
86.
86.
That's, not great.
That's
not
middle
great.
Of the pack.
Not great.
No one's doing a bidding war for a middle of the pack quarterback.
But that was his first season.
No, that was his last year's season. His first...
No, but like actually playing, he didn't play the two seasons before that. He got drafted, and they got Peyton Manning right when he came into the league.
Yeah, he played 4 games in 2014, 4 completions, 10 attempts. Like, yeah, he wasn't even...
He was coming and taking knees.
Yeah.
He
one
wouldn't come
touchdown.
In when it was a blowout.
He was a human cigar.
He was a human cigar.
That mm-hmm. means they came in when they were winning or getting blown out.
But... so I would rather go with the catfish, and then you have a 3-person quarterback competition,
mm-hmm.
and you go, who wants it?
Michael Vick.
Michael
Vick's
Vick.
Vick's is old. I could see Vick, too.
Matt
He's
McGlovin, you got Case Keenum, Thaddeus Lewis, Josh Johnson, TJ Yates, Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn.
See what I mean? There's no...
Nothing.
I got a name.
He's got a name. Aaron's got a name. The White
who
Ghost.
Will be available next year?
Who?
Next year or this coming
this coming season.
Okay.
What are you
going to
say?
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Ah! Oh, God, would I love Kobe Bryant getting...
To say I'm going to go to the NFL.
Thrilled. Just getting hammered by defensive
lit
line.
Up. That picked up and slammed
put,
down.
Rubbing their dicks all on his back. Oh, I love it.
I think that's an Italy traitor.
I found a way for Kobe Bryant to give me a reason to beat off. Just him getting hammered
Jesus
by all these
Christ.
Guys.
Did you see how that one running back has the same... statistically is built the exact same way as Von Miller. What's his name? Henry? Is it Henry from Alabama?
Alabama.
What about him? Look up Kobe's stats.
Kobe's stats?
Oh, go ahead.
Von Miller.
No, keep going. When I look at that guy and I say something, that means I'm not talking to you.
I get that.
So
but
go
why'd
ahead,
you
keep
say
going.
Kobe's stats?
Because I want him to look up Kobe's stats.
Okay. Von Miller and this guy Henry are the exact... They are built exactly like... They're both like 6'4", same weight. Everything is... You're basically getting the same guy, but on different sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Who do you think is a decent running back from this group? I like...
He's decent.
I like the Ohio State guy.
Oh, Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, I like that guy. I think
Me
that
too.
Kid's good.
He's great.
They're talking about maybe
incredible.
Getting him as a Raider.
You guys could use a running back.
How stabby is he?
How stabby?
Uh-huh.
How stabby?
Yeah. I just want to see how he fits in with
hey,
the
look
team.
Hey, look up how stabby he is.
Hold on. Come from the guy
it's
who...
86 rating on stabbiness? No.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too shabby.
That's not too shabby.
Who's probably
going to
sign Manziel, who beats women, and that big fucking guy that beat women,
Manziel
too.
Manziel keeps fucking up.
If Manziel is in the NFL next year, with all of the bullshit he's gone through, and all of these people are being suspended for pot, there is something wrong with this fucking corporation.
Really? You think?
Yeah, I mean, if they say you're banned if you do anything out of like character, and he's done like 9 things, yeah. But he's got oil money.
Way more than 9. He pops some whore's eardrum.
Doing what?
And like,
maybe he doesn't want to play the pro. Maybe he doesn't want to play the NFL. Maybe he's just like, dude, I don't need to play.
I think he's just
a dumb fuck.
I think he's got that girl comic thing. Where he just gets handed everything, and he's got some talent.
You're right.
And it's great.
You're right.
The talent can take him a little bit, but then the hard work has to pay off, and he's getting too much stuff, so he's not willing to do the hard work.
Yep.
Dude, I have something to tell you
what?
That kind of fits into that.
What?
Guys, don't say anything to anybody.
Oh, this is a podcast, though.
Yeah.
Oh, whisper it into the mic like this.
Somebody told me on the DL
that
Misha Tate,
yeah.
Her training camp is shit. She's not even bringing in 135 people. She's sparring with 115 people, and she's not even fucking doing it that hard. And I was like, yeah, you know why? Because that's a female comic right there.
Yeah.
She wants all the glory. She doesn't want to put in
she's getting
any
a
of
title
the
shot after the 2 consecutive losses.
Yeah. And
her third title. Third or fourth title shot?
Third.
In 2 years?
Yeah. In 3 or 4, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a deep class, you guys. It's a deep weight class. Oh, absolutely.
Who are you yelling? Who are you getting gay snarky with?
No
all the fans.
Okay.
The fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll give you that then.
Yeah.
But word is that she's not even fucking working out.
Wow, really? Home. And you thought female comic.
I go, dude, that's female comic. I go,
Holly Holmes, I guarantee you she's coming ready
for
to fuck.
Whitney Cummings, there's like fucking 40 of them that give no effort.
Yeah, and they get by for a while.
Yeah.
And then it's like the talent needs to catch up. And so
here's my beef with that. Here's my beef with that. Yeah. Those you're talking about somebody very specific, a certain type of cunt we're talking about here.
I don't think she is at all.
No one said that word.
Jesus, why'd you say that word?
Oh, my God. Red State Teeb.
Red State Teeb went a little too far. I do not.
No, you call Whitney a cunt is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what you
said. No. That's not the type of... I'm not talking about those twats. I'm talking about the other cunts that you're talking about. And the just like the Misha Tate type, they want everything without fucking having to nose to the grindstone. Those are the ones that are commenting on every fucking Comedy Store lineup. Oh, where's all the girls? Oh, what a misogynist. It's like,
how about
you
stop writing blogs about the lineups and start writing jokes?
Well, you know what so happens? Because they get pounded so hard at the Comedy Store, like maybe one female comic will get in and she gets like 5 spots because they have to have a female in the lineup.
Yeah.
So, like, a bunch of guys who want to do spots are getting 1-2 spots a week. And the other one, this one, and I love these chicks. It's not against them. They get 4 or 5 spots a week.
Every chick at the store I love.
Because you have to. Because they're like, listen, you're asking us to put more people on. We don't have any. We haven't seen any that are qualified enough to do this. We've showcased a few. They've really failed on the showcases.
The Comedy Store is really becoming like Ari's TV show, where it's like, hey, man, you're really funny. I'd love to have you on, but you're not a crippled person. You're not a black woman.
So many,
you're not
a retarded
guy.
Too.
You don't have a mustache. You're not a fucking Irish drunk. You're not a...
There's so many celebrities and major comics. Like, Joe Rogan is a celebrity and a massive good comic, so it's like you have to have him on the lineup.
When he calls his avails, those are the days he gets spots.
Greg Fitzsimmons, Tom Papa, you get these guys that are coming in. It's like, wow, they're great. You have to put them on, obviously. And then... You're like, well, now suddenly 85% of the lineup looks exactly the same.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every night.
I'm saying like skin tone.
Yeah.
You know, the color of their genitals look the same.
It's just like, you know, it's like way back in the day when I started seeing like female comics starting to move a little more.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, hey, can you do my show? She's like, I'm out of town. They're like, if you have a little talent and you can get a little, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Yeah.
And you're not trying to get a fucking spot.
It's the same thing with the Oscars. We're like, we need more black. And it's like, wait, but who is there to nominate? What you're saying is more black people should do movies and stuff. More black people should make films. And by the way, were the Oscars so white? Best director of the last 2 years was a Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it's only white. It's like, it's one of the top 6 awards, and a Mexican took it twice.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Hey, guys, my cousin did a great job.
But they just overlook that. They're just like, it's not. And you're like, hey, could you at least tell one time? Go like, at least this guy's good. Nobody says anything positive about the Mexican who's doing it.
Yeah. It's not about being right. It's just like they just want to be heard.
Yeah.
And they just want to.
You should have more of this. Like, well, why? I had somebody come to me and it's like, why is your show all white males? I'm like, it's not.
It really shows how meaningless all of it is.
Well, you know, well, the funniest thing is like on the top, it's so white, and who pays for it? The people on the bottom. So like everything looks like a Verizon Wireless commercial. Yeah. Hey, here's a show about an Asian, a Mexican, a Middle Eastern,
right,
and
then
a white guy.
You're forcing people in. It should just be like Friends should have one black person on Friends. It should have a black friend.
It should be. Listen, dude. Someone told me the other day that they actually did.
New Girl has that.
Actually did a study, and they did the from a certain time, like a certain year, they did statistically like the who won and what car they were, and they found out that it actually matched the fucking percentage
of the United States
population they were.
Yeah. That's the thing with black people too, with comics and stuff. They're like, how come you only have 2 out of like the 11 comics that are on that are black? And it's like, yeah, what do you mean? That's 13% of America.
Yeah. You're exactly it's the exact percentage.
Yeah, it's like you almost feel like you're overrepresented.
Yeah.
Not under.
Yeah, it's just fucking.
Yeah, women are like 52. Like, they're underrepresented.
Mm-hmm. It's like, how many.
But not in the Oscars.
I'm going to start doing a show where it's like, sorry, man, you're white. You can't be on here. Wait a minute. You're retarded? Yeah, now you're in, fuckface.
They have those
come
shows.
Drool on the stage for a while.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's say team got so red right there.
Oh, it could be a real funny lineup, but no, we need this guy in a puddle of his own piss so the fucking retarded police don't fuck with me.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Misha Tate will lose.
That was the worst comedy show I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, but did you see the guy pissing his pants?
Red, say your face actually met the color of your shirt.
That's a real problem. They don't care about like quality. They just care about makeup.
It hurts the show. It hurts the show. And you see it like on these fucking... These panels, they'll be like, one of this, one of that, and just, there's no heat coming.
Instead of like, great time. Yeah, exactly, no heat coming.
There's nobody crushing it, so everyone...
Or they'll be like, we need big names, big names, and you see a bunch of people aren't really trying that hard, and you're like, well, who cares if they're big names?
Yeah, why am I here?
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. Like, you can give Damon Wayans a million shows, he's not going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's just going to show...
Chuck Liddell is going to sell tickets right now, but he ain't going to give you his best performance.
Right.
Speaking of not giving your best performance... Did any of you guys see that Bellator fucking
Dada
versus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
It was the worst MMA fight I've ever seen.
It's going to happen a million times. You know why?
Because 8 million people watched.
2.5 million people watched that fight.
Well, that's because it was free. They like to compare that to UFC numbers, but I'm like, yeah, UFC is $60 and it's a fucking.
No, that's not the.
By the way, that's how they compare Howard Stern still being relevant. Like, he made this much money, and it's like, yeah, but so did fucking Elvis Presley this year. So did fucking that fight. They took him millions of dollars. Doesn't mean it was a good fight.
No,
it was awful.
Yeah.
Who gets in full mount?
The UFC fight nights do half those numbers.
Really?
Because they're not their biggest. Those are the 10. Yeah, they do like. Like, what was the last one? Cowboy versus Cowboy? That got 900,000 viewers.
Dada was hospitalized for a week after that fight.
Yeah, people were like giving him shit.
Should have
like,
been.
That's a guy dying right there.
And he wasn't hospitalized because he got a beat, his ass kicked. He was hospitalized because he's a fat fuck.
Yeah, he's hospitalized.
That has no business being in an octagon.
If he ran a marathon, he would have been hospitalized for 2 weeks.
He would have died.
Yeah.
Dehydration, fatigue, and renal failure.
Renal failure.
What's that, your anus? He couldn't shit out? Hey, did you hear Rogan got in trouble?
For what? Saying it was terrible?
No, for saying that his heart was full of orange soda and fried chicken.
That's hilarious.
And people went fucking nuts. Ugh.
It's probably 100% true.
Rogan has he's not going to get in trouble anymore. By the way, I got to do this interview. I'm sorry, you guys.
Well, hold on, what?
I got to do it. I got an interview while I'm on this podcast.
Hold on, you got to do
an interview. Hey, do it in here.
What?
Do it in here.
No, because we can't hear. He's on a fucking Atari phone.
Now I want to fuck up his interview. Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
Jews! Jews! Jews run the media! Jews are running the media!
That was a recording.
Huh? Black people on welfare! They're taking our welfare!
Jews run
black
the media!
Black people, Mexicans can't stop having babies! Hopefully that ruined that fucking interview.
And it probably got us kicked out of the studio.
I do gotta bounce at 1:30.
You gotta bounce?
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
I have an audition for something.
Oh, what are you going in for? Leaf blower?
Actually, yeah, that's...
We should get this right into Ari's urethra.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? This thing? Just jam it in there and then let him fucking just spray a fountain of
There's
piss.
There's no way you can
All
get
over
that.
My face. I think I'm going to punch Saratella in the throat.
Oh, for
why?
What?
Dude, he fucked me so hard.
Why? Where'd this come from?
No, I was just thinking about it because we were talking about gigs. And I just
Dude, we should have Tommy Toho calling.
We should have. I'm surprised Nate Diaz hasn't called in with his big fucking... I want to talk about that fight coming up, but I'm going to wait till fucking Captain... I got to take a call. CBS is wants to interview me about my very successful show.
That's so great.
You couldn't fucking do it any other time.
We got a call? We got a call. So. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We think we got a call. Let's hear it. Are you there?
Welcome to the BetDSI Celebrity Hotline.
What's going on, team?
Oh, who's this?
This is Dave in Alaska.
Dave in Alaska!
Where are you at in Alaska, bro? Where are you at in Alaska?
Anchorage.
Nice. What are you calling in for other than you're probably just lonely as fuck?
I am. It's a little cold out, just getting high at lunch, you know.
What do you do? You're on your work lunch break?
Yeah, I do oil stuff.
So oil. Oh, you a fracker? Are you fracking?
Oh, no. None of that, but yeah.
I mean, if you do oil stuff, that's an okay job.
What do you mean by oils? Like oil paintings? You like to do like...
He works at a gas station.
Oil rigs.
Oil rigs.
So you work on an oil rig and you're smoking pot on your lunch break.
Well, you get a couple weeks off every now and then. So you just got to plan it out.
So you go out in the middle of nowhere, and what is, like, the initiation? Does, like, weakest guys got to suck everybody's dick? Is that what you guys do because there's no chicks out there and everyone's just, you make little Asian guy power suck?
It depends. It just depends if you have, like, education.
Oh.
I'm not
so
from here.
We do not.
Illiterate people lick balls. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the locals, like, they come in new.
Are you a single guy? What's the puss situation up there in the Eskimo land?
You wouldn't want anything from Alaska. It's pretty disgusting.
That's where you don't know me, sir.
I banged a couple Alaskan chicks, and guess what? I enjoyed it.
Were they hot?
Disgusting. How? Like,
they're built like fucking linebackers. Like, you go to a strip bar, it looks like Junior Seau stripping for you. Just Native American meat monsters walking around with fucking shank wounds.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't paint a very pretty picture.
Do you know in Alaska there's actually a rule? It's called the toothbrush law, meaning because there's some kind of rule about, like, chicks just get around or something like that. If a woman has her toothbrush in your house, she is legally a resident of that house.
Dude, I would have 1,000 toothbrushes and I'd just walk over to people's houses and just hide a toothbrush in there.
I'm looking that up.
Isn't that true, dude?
I haven't heard that one. I think it's probably just so people don't get gingivitis.
Oh, okay.
Is that so rare? Is that because it's so rare for women up there to use a toothbrush?
Yeah, I mean, they
like, if she goes through the effort of buying a toothbrush, well, fuck, man. Let her live wherever the fuck she wants.
So yeah. what are you calling in for, Alaska? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, UFC 196, March Madness.
Let's get into it. Let's talk 196. Hey, Stat Boy, can you look up UFC 196? I want to know the fights. I want to get into the fights.
There's two that I'm emotionally invested in.
This guy just hit puberty real quick.
That I'm emotionally invested in. And then the rest, I'm kind of like, we'll see. I hope it's not one of those. I just hope the fucking main fight isn't a shitty fight.
I don't think. When was the last time Nate Diaz was in a shitty fight? I mean,
he's going to throw down.
I mean,
he's going to throw down. He never does. He get knocked out? No, he gets beat the fuck up.
I'd like to see a war.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a war. How's it going?
Good. I already got it. I'm also looking up Nate Diaz's record.
Okay, let's start at the beginning of the fight card. The first fight. What's the first fight, Stample?
Doing the prelims or just
no?
The main card.
Main card.
Amanda Nunez versus Valentino Shevchenko. The Bullet versus the Lioness.
Now, Bullet. It's interesting. She named herself after her favorite sex toy.
Yeah, which is just, you know,
it's the Bullet versus the Rabbit.
Do you know what the girls do? They get these things that you can just clip it on your clit, and when you drive, it just fucking flicks.
That's what we need. Women fucking coming as hard as they can while they're operating a vehicle.
Right. What's your take on that? You got any sexist remarks about that, Alaska?
No.
Any take on it?
I have Ari's opinion. It's worthless.
Okay, so it's a worthless fight. Next fight.
Let's see. You have Anderson versus Tom Lawler. Corey Anderson versus Tom Lawler.
Oh, well, I'm going to go with Filthy Lawler all the way. I think he's fighting at 205 on this fight.
This is a light heavyweight fight, isn't it?
205.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. I've always liked Filthy Lawler. I've always thought it was great. This is usually when Ari tells the same story about how Lawler wanted to come in as Ben Franklin with a friend in blackface on a leash. That's usually the story Ari tells right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like how we have to fill in all of his stories.
Yeah.
And he would have shit on the first fight because it's a girl fight.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares about women fight. Nobody cares.
Two of the three people in that division, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
All those girls are a terrible guy.
Who do you got in that fight, dude? Who do you got in that fight?
I got Lawler in that.
You, Lawler.
We're all going with Lawler.
Now, Corey Anderson, he's a younger guy, right? He's like four or five fights.
Let's see.
What's his record? He's like 4-1.
8-1.
Okay.
8-1.
So
all right.
And he is, let's see his age. It actually doesn't say his age.
I mean, UFC is awful online. In every way, shape, and form. You go to their fucking website. You go to it's like they never fucking. It's like they don't have the record, or they don't have the weight that they're fighting in, or they don't have how old they are. It's so frustrating.
Hey, Alaska, are you going to go to rabble.tv and listen to us call the fight?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, dude. That's what I'd like to hear. Next fight.
You got Gian Villante versus Ilar Latifi, the sledgehammer.
Oh, Latifi is the guy from Europe.
If his nickname isn't Queen Latifah, there's something definitely wrong with him.
This is what I should look like if I worked out.
Jesus
I wouldn't doubt that. That would be you, dude. HGH-ing it. 14-6 versus 12-4. Let me ask you something. Are you guys all into nationalism? When an American is fighting a foreigner, do you root for the American?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In combat sports in particular.
All right.
Boxing, I always grew up rooting for like an American versus.
Especially in war?
Boxing and in MMA a little bit. It's very difficult because so few of them actually are American. There's so many Brazilians.
What are you talking about? There's way more Americans than fucking anybody else.
But I'm saying it's like when if you look at boxing, like growing up, there was like a ton of American fighters versus American fighters. Where this, it's like a lot of Brazilian fighters, a lot of fucking.
I only root for Americans. With the exception of Anderson Silva against Brazilians. Because when Americans go to Brazil, they get shit on by the Brazilians. So it's like, oh, you want to play that game? USA!
Yeah.
USA!
I'll get behind
that.
And
I find myself yelling at and going, what a fucking retard I sound like. What am I, at a Trump?
I like the nationalism across the board. I like it when other people support their own. The Brazilians supported Brazilians. I loved how the Canadians would show up in fucking droves to support GSP.
How many people from the 209? Okay, we'll get into that fight. But how many people from the 209 do you think are showing up?
Zero.
To this fight?
Zero.
Really?
Yes. From the 209, all of them would be related.
Try to get in? No.
I'll be back. I'm having a very important interview. Katie Couric is on the phone.
So who do you got in this fight, dude?
I think Vellante.
Okay.
He's got the reach advantage, too.
Vellante with the reach advantage.
I will as well.
All right, why not? Next one.
Holly Holm, the preacher's daughter, versus Misha Cupcake Tate.
Well, you heard what I said, and I'm going to go with Holly Holm. I think she's...
She lands...
Holly Holm's going to beat the shit. This is going to be a one-round fight.
Punches. I think she's done. I think she's going to fuck up Misha Tate, and I think Misha Tate's days are done in the UFC. I think she's got a 1 foot
probably
out the door. I think you see these chicks just realizing that they don't want to do this anymore. They want to go for the glory, and when they don't get it instantly, they're like, I'm fucking out of here. And it's just, I think she's done. I think you're going to see. I think she has a foot out the door just like Ronda Rousey does. And I think Holly Holmes is a rare breed who loves the game. Holly Holmes, to me, is Whitney Cummings of female MMA.
Well, the thing about her, too, it's like she has, what, 30-fight career as a boxer, kickboxer. And now her MMA career, it's like this. She is no stranger to the fucking spotlight. She's no stranger to combat sports. She's no stranger to getting punched, kicked, having her fucking twat tickled.
What?
I was just seeing if anybody was listening. Who wants to be a stranger to have their twat tickled? I think Holly Holm wins this fight. I think
she destroys her. I don't think it's as close as people think it's going to be.
She lands a full 2 punches more than her per minute.
Holly Holm's averaged at 4 punches. Amisha's averaged at
2.
Yeah,
Misha's not... I wouldn't describe Misha Tate as a striker, though.
Well, Misha Tate's whole thing is that she's wrestling, but, yeah. You know, it's always like, oh, this girl's an Olympic wrestler. It's like, well, who are you up against? How many women in the world are actually trying to be wrestlers?
If Misha Tate got me in, like, full mount...
How hard would you be?
I'd put my dick right up in that bitch.
How hard would you be?
Right up in that bitch.
How hard would you be? Hard?
I'd be hard
super
from
hard.
The start of the fight. I would purposefully not come for like a long time, like maybe like 2 or 3 hours before the fight.
Oh, okay.
And now it's hey, you did this to yourself,
are your
girl.
43-year-old nuts still cranking out?
I'm just fucking milk, 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 bro.
When's the last time you got laid?
About 4 hours ago.
Oh, nice. Congrats, dude.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Was it the usual suspects?
Yeah, my blanket.
Oh, that's
good. Dude, I have this blanket that it's more of a diving board now because this thing is so hard. It loves to fuck. Yeah.
It's so hard. Your blanket's so hard.
Yeah, it's more of a board than a blanket.
I thought you sleep on leaves. I thought you slept on leaves.
Well, I do because my blanket's hard as fuck. But, dude, if you need to, like, maybe, like, if there was, like, a hurricane, I could use this blanket. I could just hammer it over the windows. What the fuck are you doing right now besides not listening to any of this?
I'm listening to you.
What are you talking about?
It's just dead air. I just said something. You're typing. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is nothing.
Hold on. So you got mad at me because I let you talk?
No, I said something to you, and then there was... that.
Yeah, dead air.
That. I'm sure this is very interesting to listen to with everybody driving in their car. There it is.
I'm listening to you.
There, okay,
I'm listening.
Cool.
I'm listening, man. I'm listening, dude. So we all go with Holly Holm. I think it's going to be murder. I'm going to put a lot of money on that.
I'm going with Holly Holm.
Let's get into the fun one. I'm excited about this. I don't know. I think people like we're going, oh, this is going to be great. And I don't know if people are as excited as I am. I am really excited about this.
You think
spot.
People aren't excited for this?
I don't know if I think it's like the tickets are selling. I don't know if tickets are selling. I don't know, man, but I think it's fucking exciting.
He's
I think it's a good lateral move. I mean, a belt's not on the line anymore.
I'm fine with that.
And a guy doesn't have a full camp.
That's the rough part.
That's going to be a nature of the sport. That's how the sport is going to be. It's a fucking combat sport where people are going to get hurt training. We've seen it time and time and time again. It's just, you know, you set up a big fight, they're going to have to start going, okay, here's the title fight, and if anybody drops out, here are their two replacements. So, guys, start training.
Yeah, start
Do you think it's
going
to have to get to that point?
Maybe, yeah, for sure.
Where you go, hey, it's Dos Anjos versus McGregor. If Dos Anjos gets hurt, Nate Diaz, you're on deck. So start getting like a half a camp ready.
Well, didn't they do that with one of Conor's old fights where they told the little guy they'll pay him to start training just in case, Aldo can't do it?
You're correct. And I think that was because Aldo was coming off of an injury.
Something like that. I think it's going to be a great fight. I think it's going to be fun to watch because I don't think the thing about Nate is he's not going to run in and be crazy like these other guys are. They all want to put their hands on him. And I think that's not Nate's game. I think Nate's going to sit in the back. I think he's going to throw punches and bunches. And I think we're going to see how it goes. And I think it's going to be fucking interesting, man.
Did you see his somebody got a hold of Nate Diaz at a I'll find it. At a, it looks like he's at like a grocery store or something.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, what's your game plan? My game plan is going there.
I'm just
going
to go
throw a lot of punches.
Throw some shit.
Not get hit and leave with a pocket full of cash.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try to fuck. I got it somewhere. So funny, dude. He's just such a fucking hilarious guy. I'm really rooting for him.
I really,
really want him to win.
The game plan.
Dude, he needs
what
a
is
few
the
more
game plan?
Hang on, brother. Here
what
you
is the game plan going out against him?
The game plan is you go in there, hit him with some good shit, don't get hit, and come home with a pocket full of cash.
I love it. I love it.
New podcast, everybody.
I really want this guy to win. I wanted McGregor to lose to Dos Anjos, period. But I really want him to lose to Nate Diaz. for a multitude of reasons. He's been such a supporter of the show.
Are you not a fan of McGregor?
He's lost me.
Cripple's coming in the room. Done with his New York Times interview.
Hey, how's Katie Couric doing, you fucking retard?
What'd Connie Chung have to say?
What's Al Roker up to?
What?
You almost broke that.
It was for High Times magazine. It was Al Smoker that interviewed him.
Al Smoker.
Al Toker.
Good setup, good payoff.
Thanks. We got an Alaskan. We got an Alaskan on the phone.
Oh yeah.
He's just
how you doing, Ari?
What's up, Alaskan?
He wanted to know if you're asshole still.
The Rogan show.
You what?
I smoked you out after the Rogan show.
All right, fucking relax. Don't call in favors, Indian giver. What do you want?
Calling in a favor. Trying to see if you remember him, so you can be like,
Good memory. Oh yeah,
the Rogan show, smoking pot. Oh yeah. Wait. Which show was
you're,
it?
You're the guy that smoked pot with me after the Joe Rogan show.
which show was it?
8,000 people just went. I thought that was me.
In Alaska. Oh hell yeah, I remember that.
Describe
them. Well, we were on a bus for a while.
Okay.
Smoking up on a bus.
Okay.
And then I remember the place was right next to the bus. EM's hot dog place. And then we went outside in the front. And then we smoked more pot. Were you in the front
and
or in the bus?
And I gave him a heavy handshake. And I thought
he was going with blowjob.
The next day.
Well, I'll be honest with you. We used it to go skiing. I mean, fishing.
Oh, did you go fishing?
Yeah, whatever I had, I didn't bring up there with me. So somebody gave me some stuff, and I brought it out. And I was like, oh, weed? Like, yeah,
so you
weed.
Two did drugs and fished?
We did the drugs on fish.
That's great. Did you catch anything?
Yeah, a bunch, but it was catch and release.
Catch and release.
Oh. But no one was there because it was catch and release. It was just our fucking river. It was great.
Get salmon?
It's good salmon.
Big. Those things are as big as this table.
Yeah, but they were spotties or whatever they're called. What are they called? Not spotties. Caller?
Silvers and...
The ones that are coming back up, they're all fat and
By
old.
The way, this guy's at work. He's been with Anna with us for about 20 minutes, so obviously...
And he's getting stoned.
Yep.
He has no bosses who are coming in telling him, get the fuck off the phone and pay attention to the rig.
He's a brain surgeon on babies.
Nice. What's how come you guys never get any sports teams in Alaska?
Because nobody wants to fly to fucking Alaska.
We have one, amateur hockey team.
Nice.
What are they called?
That's about it. The Aces.
The Aces.
Who is the first Alaskan hockey player to raise the
Carlos
cup?
Boozer.
Do you know?
No idea.
First Alaskan to raise a cup?
Yeah.
His last name is Gomez.
Gomez? Gomez is from Alaska?
Gomez from Alaska is a hockey player.
Yeah.
You know, should know
What's
that.
What's next, a black president?
That was about 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, it was my cousin.
Yeah. All right, well, good call.
Yeah, good call.
Hey, thanks for the weed, for real. I really do like it when I'm out in places like that.
Yeah,
man.
Keith, you got to get up to Coots and Sam, come back.
Coots, the guy's like weird. They got a new booker there, and I'm like, hey, can I come up? And he just never hits me back.
Really?
And he's like one of those guys who used to gig with like fucking Stanhope, so I'm sure he's bringing out all these guys from the fucking 90s up there.
Oh, yeah.
I love going out there.
Yeah, dude, we'd love to have you back.
I'd love to do it. I have a great time.
Love to.
I'm not coming out during the summer because no one goes indoors. So you got to come during the winter.
Do. That's the thing. Yeah, people come up in the summer because everyone's out.
Dude, and they go to me, they go, you're getting this much. If you pack it out, you'll get this much. And then the staff kept coming to me, dude, this is the most people we've had forever. I'm like, so give me my money.
And no?
No, they did, but maybe that's not why they want me back. And it's just like, dude, we had an agreement.
Did they pay you
They weren't
fish?
Going to pay you?
No, but they were like, I'm like, dude.
They were going to San Diego Comedy Company you?
But you still go back there.
No,
I don't.
Get it. No, not anymore.
I haven't been there in a long
What'd
time.
What'd they do?
The American Comedy Company?
They just get sort of a reputation for not paying people, right? Not paying
they
people
fucked,
on time.
They fucked the shit out of me.
Yeah. The last time I was there.
You got to get Red Band. You got to get Red Band and Duncan Trussell on the show, too, more often.
What show? Okay, this show?
Play show together for the rigor,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, Punch Drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Duncan's great. Right. Red Band's
Love
great.
Love you guys.
Huge sports.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks for calling in. What? We won't even hang up on you. You're such a good guy.
All right. Later.
By the way, did that break the record for longest phone call ever on this podcast?
Last week, that call was pretty long.
Oh, who, the guy from Canada?
The guy that called and had a with his fucking girl.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was
that
in
was
the...
long. Everybody's trying to fuck in his thing.
It was like one of those guys, guys, I got a story for you. You're like, oh, okay, cool. Started in 1976. It was a bright, sunny day. And you're like, holy Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, we phone got a call? Call.
Yeah.
That call was so long, Sam ran out of things to do on his phone.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh though.
You're on the celebrity.
He hung up.
Hey, put your robot. Get your robot foot off our fucking.
I gotta elevate it.
Right, now, which
is it being blocked? Is the camera being blocked?
No, no, no. You're good.
Okay, good.
Hey, if you want to call, you want to talk anything at all, 323-282-74.
We do have a caller.
Hey, is this at Yelp for drug dealers?
Yeah.
What's up, cousin?
Yelp for that GAC website.
What?
That GAC
website. He's doing one of my jokes.
What's up, cousin?
Cousin Jeb, how are you?
No, I'm not taking one of your jokes. I'm calling in to talk to you about it, Sammy, because sales have been stale, man.
This guy's great.
Cousin Jeb, glad you're still alive. Now, how's everything going?
Oh, I'm doing fucking fantastic, Tebow. How you doing, you little sexy son of a bitch?
I'm doing much better now. Now, last time you called in, you weren't doing so great, so everything's going good for you, huh?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Outside, I had this dumbass try to trade me some Dale Earnhardt cars for some lumber, but, you know, you'll
for
have
some
shit like that
lumber
happen to you every once in a while.
So wait, so you're still in the lumber game. You're still moving lumber. Now, and some guy was like, I'll give you a Dale Earnhardt card for lumber?
Yeah, you know, I'm like them black boys that flip them little pancakes or whatever they call them. You know, hell, I just can't get out of the lumber game, man. Once you get into it, you can't get out of it, boy.
I've never heard that about the lumber game.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. So what's going on? What else is up? Let's talk about all the ladies in your life. What's going on? You want to talk
That's actually the main thing I was wanting to call about, and I think I found that website you was talking about, too, and just so happens for me, just, you know, shitty luck for me, this shitty town I live in, there's only about two pages of, just, you know
for
random,
you guys that don't
so
listen to the International Bad Boys Hour, he's discussing a website called FetLife, FetLife.com.
Fetish Life.
It's Fetish Life, but it's called Fet Life.
Dude, I met a girl. What do they hook up on there?
It's like, it's everything you ever wanted in a website. It's
really?
Like every, whatever you're into,
yeah.
You can find a group for that.
Have you ever heard this term? You know doms and subs?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever heard switch?
Yes.
It's like bisexuality of
yeah.
Like whips and chains.
Or as we like to call it, the Ari Shaffir of sexuality.
No.
Dude,
yeah.
I want you to suck my cock.
It was like, I want to choke you and I want to be choked.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, I want to choke you.
You can go on there and you can find incredibly hot women who are into what you're into.
Whoa.
And it's FetLife.
Whoa, look at all those tattoos.
Yeah, it's like crazy, dude. And you go on there and...
Whatever you're into, someone's into it.
Yeah, there's a group out there that is into... And you
dude, it's so uncomfortable when you're trying to do it with a girl, and then you, like, start up a little weird shit, and they're like, what is that? What are you doing?
Dude.
And as opposed to the other way...
Define weird shit. What would you start doing where a girl's like, oh, whoa, pump the brakes here.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah,
man.
You pull out, like, a speculum from your drawer, you know?
Oh, nothing weird about that.
No, you know,
is
just
it
choking.
Is it where I your finger puppets?
Choking or pull... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do them both.
Hello, we are going to
celebrate
your
party. Imagine wanting to be called the N-word by a chick and asking her to do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you run up a fucking flagpole all the time on
that's
that shit.
That's hard, dude. They're like, no!
Yeah.
That's gross. No! They're
like, I know, right? It is gross. Test.
Yeah.
You passed.
Yeah.
And they just never call him back.
Missionary only, from here on.
I've got some of the weird shit that I'm into. I'm like, please don't leave me.
Oh, yeah? That's weird.
Please don't cheat on me.
Oh, yeah, you never get either one of those.
It's just shocking how no women are into those two things anymore these days.
Well, as a woman, it's so easy to cheat, and they're so good at lying about it because nobody expects. Women know when guys are cheating. Guys never suspect their girlfriend's cheating. And all they're doing is getting ham slammed.
In this town.
Yeah, ham slammed.
In this town is.
First of all, never date a female comic because they know their whole worth is. How much guys want to get down their pants?
I don't even want to date females anymore.
I dated a female comic once, and she had to tell her agent that she was single because she would get
which
more
comic?
That way.
Yep.
Not that one.
I'd like to slam two of them hands that's going at it this weekend. What about that goddamn cupcake? You know Brian Caraway ain't doing shit to that pussy.
You don't think so?
He's
fucking it up.
I'd bang Misha Tate.
No, evidently he is because goddamn that bitch has been down with him, man. So hell, he's doing more than I am, hell. I can't hate on him too much.
You can't hate him on too much.
Yeah, he's definitely done more to Misha Tate than you have. That is for sure. How's it going with...
Life's got pretty bad when you sit there and, you know, have conversations with your uncle about, you know, back when he shot his finger off a little pocket pistol. You know, goddamn, if it wasn't for his, you know, engagement ring, hell, it wouldn't even have happened. Hell, he just so happened to have, like, a white denim outfit on and white fucking cowboy boots and the sumbitch, the goddamn Clint Black cowboy hat now. When he does it in the bathroom, hell, and he walks out of the bathroom at this little shitty-ass fucking club called Sassers. And right when he walks out, you know, he tries to pull it off, you know, out in front of all these redneck-ass white trash people. You know, I am calling my uncle redneck white trash and shit. I am, you know that is pretty obvious because he's wearing, you know, Clint Black cowboy hat. That's pretty goddamn lame, you know, because I'm a big fan of Clint Black or, you know, Alan Jackson or any of them goddamn whack-ass country music.
That is great. Wow. That is great, dude. I don't know, even know what you're talking.
We should put that on a T-shirt.
I imagine when, like, AT&T calls you to tell you your bill's a little past due, that's your answer to them.
Yeah, they hung up on you.
Man, I tell you, man, yeah. I've just been thinking about...
What do y'all think I should do for one of these bitches off air? You think I should take them to Burger King and, you know, step it up and go to Fats? Or
no, dude. You got to go to the new Taco Bell because they tried to make it like a nightclub. Have you seen this?
No.
It's all fancy and they're serving liquor about? Now.
No way. Taco Bell is liquor?
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
T-Bone's like, I got out
too
early.
You shut up,
it's a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
What? All Taco Bells are just a certain one?
Van Nuys.
They're starting to do that now. They're starting to make it like a fancy, like, restaurant. You can go to.
Wow.
And they also have M Cafe.
Yeah.
For or whatever it is for McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's at least coffee, though, right?
No, but it's like this whole, like, you sit down for a while.
Yeah.
Like,
they're going to have waiters and everything.
Yeah. What's wrong with this world?
Yeah. It's just like, so you go to Taco
T-Bone,
Bell.
Are you
dude?
Regretting now? Because, I mean, that's the main reason to go to Taco Bell is you're drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk drive to the drive thru window.
Now they realize, hey, maybe you didn't
and
come drunk.
Booze at the drive thru?
Get drunk.
Oh, maybe you could booze at the drive thru.
There was this place in Florida
that I
went. I
got Asperger's, boy. I think that's what's wrong with me. I just now thought about it. I think it's Asperger's.
Now, what made you think of that right now?
You think you have Asperger's?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man, because my cousin's got in hell. He beats his mama and shit all the time. You know, I don't beat my grandma or nothing. But
well, you shouldn't beat your grandma.
I just chill with her, and we go to Hamrick sometime. I got her a new pair of kids for her birthday because, you know, she loves him. Good walking shoes, and she's got her a good pair now, comfortable. We got her hair set up. You know how I like to get her hair set and shit. She's got to be prettied up. I ain't got her a good coach yet, though.
A good coach?
Coach for what?
No, like a coat. You know, like a,
oh,
well,
coach.
Yeah, I would get a North Face,
coach,
but I
yet.
Think
not
I'm
not football
to...
coach
yet.
Not
yeah,
football
yeah.
Coach.
Oh, you little sexy Jeep. Well, I guess I would say, not say little, you tall ass fucking lanky Jeep. That's a sexy show you got going on again, boy.
Yeah.
He's talking about this is not happening every Tuesday night at 12:30 a.m. on Comedy Central, 11:30 Central.
Would you like
to plug it in, cuz? Plug it in good. Like, I'd love to plug my dick in. goddamn, I don't care what kind of bitch it is, but I'm serious, Sammy. I'm so desperate, man. I don't cry myself to sleep, but I've got to where I can hardly pull one out now. I really had to force one out this morning, man. It was sad.
This guy is so brilliant.
Yes!
This guy is so brilliant.
How many times a week do you beat off, bro?
Well, boys, it was, you know, at least one every day, but it's sad now with this Lexapro. I've got down to about two or three, and it's, hell, the squirts ain't even looking good. Hell, it's, man, makes me kind of feel like I was when I was a kid, and I used to beat off to the Sears, you know, the JCPenney.
Yeah,
one of
sure.
It was the holiday catalog with the bra section. That's the first time I ever found out I could bust a cum.
Bust a cum.
Bust
sure.
A cum. And now we got the name of the episode, Bust
a
cum. Cum.
I got it. Why not? Oh, yeah, maybe not. Hey, I got a question for you.
Ibnosis, dude. Because
oh, yeah,
when
iTunes,
it's a super
iTunes.
Sexual title, less people listen to it because they like to listen to it at work and stuff like that.
Oh,
really?
That's
smart.
Yeah.
I just thought iTunes would
you say bust a skeet, then.
Bust a skeet.
Just call it busting.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I'm going to title it Perfect for Work.
Perfect
for
Work. Y'all call it what y'all want to. This is y'all's genius show.
Oh,
I ain't trying to be
hey,
greedy
cuz,
here.
Hey,
I'm
cuz.
Just a guest on
hey,
this
cuz.
Shit.
Hey, cuz. Who are you voting for this year?
Man, y'all, well, y'all don't know me,
in
but y'all get to know me. I don't go vote. I'm like a felon without the felon charge, you know. I'm like Joey as far as this voting shit goes.
Yeah, me too.
I'll leave that shit up to y'all, man. Hell,
oh, I don't vote either. We're two peas in a pod,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, cuz?
Even
well, I gotta
though
make
I will
quick
say, you know, that copper-headed son of a bitch with that fake hair is the crazy son of a bitch, but he's a...
The Mexican's got to go, everybody. The Mexican's got to go. He's got an audition for a Mexican.
That's your announcement?
Yeah.
It's a terrible announcement.
When you what you should do is, like, you should start up your own podcast called Jeb and Teeb, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And then you come in, you take his call, and then you just leave the room and then go do whatever you got to do for the day.
Yeah.
Run some errands. Come back 2 hours later. And anyways, that's what happened to me on 4th of July, boys.
Yeah, come back to it.
And you're like, all right, that's it. Jeb, where are you going to be? I'm going to be baiting off, trying to rub me out with some more of that cum. Pilot Morrow.
Who do you think that is?
Who do I think what is?
Who do you think Jeb is?
What do you mean?
Have you heard this thing called Stand Up Batman?
Stand Up App?
No, Stand Up Batman.
Stand Up Batman?
Yeah.
No.
I think there's this guy and he shits all over the local LA comics on Twitter.
Stand Up Batman? So he's the Dark Knight of
stand-up? Yeah.
Remember Mac Lindsay used to do that? Mac Lindsay would go to like the Westwood Brewco open mic and just shit on all of them and their beliefs. It was great.
Yeah, so wait, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Mac Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who he is. I tell you who I think it is.
Wait, let's play it. Let's play it for me.
No. It's a Twitter account.
Oh, but I want to hear. Oh, he shits on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh. Open it up. I want to see. I want to read some of these.
No.
Why?
Because.
What do you mean? You just brought it up.
But the reason I brought it up is because I think it's Dan Bilak.
Can you open it up and so we can read some of these things?
All right. I'll read them.
Why do you think it's Dan Bilak?
Because.
He's my husband.
I mean, it depends what the references are. If he knows anything in the last like 3-4 years, then it wouldn't be Bilak.
But it's every Batman, you know, comedy Batman tweet is us like, I'm Batman,
go.
Also Dan Bilak.
Let me read some. No cock bombs.
No, I'll read them.
Okay. But you don't know how to read. That's
I
not
do
your strong
know how
suit.
To read.
That's not your strong suit. You'll
it's
admit
not
that,
my
at least.
Strong suit. I would
say that. I like sitting like this.
So
are
this one,
really,
he goes after Adam
nice.
Ray.
Game
he
changer.
Goes after Adam Ray.
Adam Ray, okay.
He goes, if I follow you and you immediately send me a self-promoting DM, congratulations, you're a hack, and I hate you. And here it is. No, this isn't. This is
wait. Oh, how's that, Adam
this
Ray?
This is Eric Knowles. This is Eric Knowles. Oof. I thought it was.
Wait. How do you know who it is? Who it's about? He tags them.
Yeah, he tags them.
Let me
in
see.
It. No, I'm reading them
badly.
Props to Judd Apatow's kids for becoming an actor in Judd Apatow's projects. My dad was Thomas Wayne, and I became a fucking vigilante.
Nice.
Let's see. Let me see one more. They goes off on Amy Schumer.
Let's hear these things.
Okay, let me look. He goes off on Tony Hinchcliffe, too.
Let's hear it.
Oh,
hey, Redman, I wouldn't listen to Tony Hinchcliffe's podcast if you paid me, so can you tell me if he copped you to fake his billboard yet?
Oh,
you're dead.
Kate Quigley, I mean, oh, my God, the Waka Flocka thing. Why so many clothes? So much clothing this time. I thought I like your knowing no one cares unless you're in a bikini. Jesus Christ.
Who else? What else?
There's a couple Amy Schumer.
Let's hear some of them.
I'm looking for them, Tammy Pescara.
Okay, from now on, don't bring up who it's about until you're ready to read off the thing. Because that should follow from like, oh, he goes off on this person and then not mention it.
Hey, Joe Rogan, remember how great it was when you called out Mencia? You really need to call out Tony Hinchcliffe for his fake billboard.
Okay,
let me see. I'm telling you, there's a couple of them.
I made a billboard for Theo Vaughn.
Did you really?
No, he really had a billboard, didn't he?
No, I faked that. I took Tony's billboard and then I just put Theo Vaughn's thing on it. And
I believe
it
faked a billboard.
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh. Ari?
Ari? You got one on Ari?
Uh-huh.
Yeah!
Hell yes.
I'd rather be fat. Well, do you want to do it in Batman voice?
Just go.
I'd rather be fat. With one R, that R Shafir's shitty act. When does the blowing Joe Rogan's credits run out for this hack?
Yeah.
When is it blowing Joe
Suck
Rogan
it.
For credit?
No, when does blowing Joe Rogan credits run out for this hack?
Joe Rogan blowing credits?
Yeah. When okay.
When does blowing Joe Rogan
credits run out? When am I blowing Joe Rogan? Well, it happened a while ago, and
I've got
about 6 credits left. So I started with 45 credits.
Wow.
I've got 6 credits left.
Hey, man, you can pull a lot off.
Who else? What else
more,
we got?
6 more quarters.
What else we got?
Young comics, if you want to make it in business, just have a powerful TV exec dad and steal Dane Cook's act. Right, Chris D'Elia?
Wow. Slamming.
He's not really on point that much, but it is nice, the bitterness. I like the anger.
I love this stand-up. Hear this one.
I was going to buy tickets to Mark Maron's at Largo, but then I assumed it would be 15 minutes of his act would be an ad for Stamps.com, #sellout. And then Mark Maron says, nope, just stand up, dick, making a living.
Mark Maron responds to it.
Yeah.
And then he lets you go.
And then Sam Backman responds, I'm Batman.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Because that actually gets a response from a hero. So he's like, oh, wait, no, you're cool, man.
What else?
Sellout. How's that a sellout having a ad
on your podcast?
Yeah.
Congrats to Notorious Rod on his new show. I can't wait to see him pull out his notebook and read lines from on the sitcom, too.
That's funny.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Let me see who else we got. Any good ones?
Much I trust your word on what's good and what's not.
What?
Let me take a gander.
Have I not?
Yeah, a few.
You know, it'd be funny if he finally is like, okay, fine, Ari, here's my phone. And then you just write with a
rip
fucking mallet.
smash
it with a hammer.
I couldn't find any.
Hey, Steve Hofsteller, have you considered joining forces with Leah Dunham and doing a big festival where none of the acts get paid?
Or wear clothes.
Oh, are you doing a Batman impression?
Yes.
Oh, dude, slow it down and go darker in your voice.
Okay.
That was weird. I didn't even realize he was trying it.
Hey, all you wetbacks.
Slower. Yeah.
Hey.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
How about instead of supervillains, I battle super hacks. Dane Cook is my Joker.
Let me read one. Let me try reading one. Just any one.
No cock bombs.
No cock bombs.
No cock bombs.
No cock bombs. Swear to Jesus.
You're Jewish.
Just a random one. Wait, we read all both those. So, Lady comics, forget writing jokes and polishing your act. If you want to get on shows, just get a nice set of fake tits like Kate Cuk funny. Stand up, Batman. Go ahead, pick one.
Really? Oh, okay, I'll pick one too. Let me see if I can find a good one. Oh, he came all the way down to this. So this might actually be his first one.
Hey, rerun his Boon Shakalaka.
People need... Despite his best effort to get it removed from the web. What's a web? Never forget that comedian Rob Delaney bombed on Jimmy Kimmel. That's the show that John Barris works on.
John Barris.
He works on the Jimmy Schubert show.
Someone told me that they went to that taping.
No way. And?
That
really was a fucking bee's nest for
Kimmel,
him.
Though, by the way, has been notorious for accidentally not recording the crowd audio.
That was a bomb, though. That was not.
But when you hear no crowd laughing, it sounds way more of a bomb. What?
He was in the room.
Yeah, and what'd he say?
He goes, it was this whole setup to the show.
Who was?
I'm not going to tell you who the comic that told me this, but he was there, and the whole show was a setup.
Yeah.
To him doing stand-up.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he do, like, something earlier?
Yeah, people reading his tweets, all this shit. And he gets up there because his tweets are one thing and his act is another thing.
Yeah.
And he goes up there and within 2 minutes, the whole room's like, and
really?
He goes, it was really uncomfortable.
The only thing I thought was interesting, not that somebody bombed, but I've seen some people bomb before, but was the reaction the internet gets to when you try to take something away from the internet. They react with anger like a child when you take away their toy.
An example of what?
Like, they try to bury it. They try to be like, hey, take that down off the web.
Oh, and then everyone's like, hey, I haven't seen it yet, and everybody's talking about this. How dare you take it away?
And then it spread way more than just some bomb on TV.
Right.
Oh, we got a call. This should be interesting.
Nobody fucking normal calls. What's the number? 323-282-7424. Guys, in general, between the hours of 12 noon and 2 p.m. Pacific time, 3 to 5 Eastern time, call us. 323-282-7424. Talk some sports. Talk some whatever.
Who's on the line with us?
Hey, what's happening, man? This is David.
Hey, Long David. David. How David. Are you, David? From, what would you like to talk to?
From
David?
Long Beach? Where are you from? Long Beach?
Yeah, man.
Oh, Long Beach.
How was it there?
I met Sam and Tebow at the comedy store outside. I saw Sam, and I told him I was the guy that from the raffle. I still haven't got my shit.
Oh, what?
Oh, he's the guy that won all the stuff James has.
Yeah, James!
James! What the fuck?
Get like this guy's shit!
It's like 2 years ago, man.
It's like a Diaz poster.
That was a fucking toad hop.
Yeah.
It was a toad hop.
God damn it.
Jesus. God
no.
damn it, James.
God damn it.
It was at Lovitz.
Yeah, Lovitz.
We'll probably never get this guy
Where was toad hop? Oh, yeah, toad hop was out
of
place.
Hey, you know what? You know what? If you guys can give me just like copies of your CDs, I'll take that.
All right,
that's
done
cool.
deal.
Oh, yeah, I just got about 5,000 of them that I realized I bought, and they've been at Super Artist. They're like, come get your goddamn CDs that nobody wants.
Dude,
you
in
can
2 weeks?
Have one of my CDs for sure.
Are you still at Super Artist?
No, but I left, but my CDs didn't leave.
And they're like, come get your fucking CDs.
Yeah, get your shit, asshole. your agent's gone.
Go get your mail. Hey, 2 weeks from now, I'll be at the at Harvell's headlining in Long Beach. You should come. I'll
oh, they got great ice cream cakes.
No, you're thinking of something else.
Shut up. Hey, dude, so you want a CD, so... Now, you can get my CD, you can get Ari's CD, and he'll buy you, like, Tesla.
I'll send you
Tesla?
TV will give you a sobriety trip.
I'll send you a Betamax copy of Eddie Murphy Delirious, if you have a Betamax player.
Why don't you just record a CD in the belly room?
Maybe I will do just that.
Addiction to failure?
No, you know what it would be? It would be, that would take effort. And you'd actually have to...
What's happening right now? This guy's been on his fucking phone the whole podcast and wants to shit on me about effort. Fuck you.
Thanks for calling, man. Thanks for ruining the family.
Come to Harvell's. Watch me not give a fuck in 2 weeks.
That was great. That was great.
Christ.
That was great. That was great. That was great. You ruined everything, dude, for calling in. Thank you. You ruined it.
Anybody else want to call?
Anybody else? I wish Batman would call.
What was the purpose of your call? And we still haven't heard your thoughts because you were on something much more important as well.
On what?
On this huge fight this weekend.
Who's fighting? Pacquiao?
Diaz and fucking McGregor.
Okay, my way as I see it is... No
we know what you think about the other one.
No matter who wins, I'm going to go, oh, my God. It's not going to be boring, and I'm going to be excited whoever wins. I am now, I've turned on Conor McGregor. I think it's for real. Because, not because he's, I get all the reasons why he's not for real, but there's
what
no
are the
reason,
reasons he's not for real?
Because he hasn't really beat Chad Mendes unrested. The Aldo thing was kind of fluky.
Every time I want him to get tested, something seems to
happen. Something
happens.
But the reality is...
Including this fight.
He knocked him out. He knocked the other one out. He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't won on a weird decision. He's only done what he has to do. And at some point, I'm like, you can't keep taking away from a guy. He may not be the best in the world, but he's way up there.
Agreed.
And so he's a guy who's way up there. He's going to fight Nate Diaz. It's going to be fun as fuck.
How many more things you have to do? How many more things does he have to do for you to start talking about maybe he's in the talk of one of the greats to ever do it?
He would have to. He's never
ever?
Defended his title.
Okay.
So obviously you need to defend it like 5 to 10 times.
All right.
Agreed.
If he takes 2 titles and defends them both 2 times, then I can start doing it.
I'd like to see him have 3 or 4 fights in a row where he fights somebody that has had a full camp.
Yeah, that he's
supposed
to fight.
And he's fighting the guy that he's supposed to fight with a full camp. Like 3 or 4 in a row.
Yeah, I agree.
It's way too soon to talk about greatest of all time.
Totally
way
agree.
Too soon to be on that Matt
Is Anderson talk. Silva in the talk of greatest of all time?
Yeah, Anderson Silva for sure.
Yeah.
He had a career. I don't think Ronda Rousey's in the talk right now.
I think she's been knocked off.
I think she was until we realized, what's her record? 6-0?
Did you
and
see
now
that?
6-1? That's
I
not
know.
A greatest of all time
it's
record.
Too much of that.
Against some brawlers who were untrained.
Do you see the Anderson Silva fight?
I did.
Which one?
The one he just did against Bisping.
Oh, what happened?
I thought he got robbed.
Who lost?
Bisping won in a very close decision in a 5-rounder.
He got knocked the fuck out. He spit out his mouthpiece.
Who did? Bisping?
Yeah.
Bisping.
He spit his mouthpiece out, tried to stop the fight, and Dean didn't stop the fight. And Anderson Silva just delivers this flying knee that knocks him out. But the round had ended.
Oh.
So he got through the round. I'm like, that's bullshit. He knocked him the fuck out.
I mean,
if you're knocked out with 1 second left in the round, you're knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, nope. Anderson Silva's on the cage, top of the cage, celebrating.
And they're like, no, go another round?
Yeah.
Yes.
What round was that?
Three.
And then
he went
Anderson
four
Silva gets
and five?
Fucked yes. up in the fourth.
Well, then it clearly wasn't over.
He did knock down Silva a couple times.
How did Silva look?
Slow.
Yeah, Bisping is not at the top of his game, right?
Anderson Silva is going to go right the same way as Roy Jones.
Chuck.
This guy who was so fucking fast.
Yeah, tarnishes your legacy, man. It really tarnishes your legacy.
Yeah, he wanted to win this fight and then have a title fight, which he should get, and then it didn't happen. Now,
but then
now where are we?
Now
where are we?
He thinks, now, neither one of them get a title shot.
Because when you're a counterpuncher, dude.
Yeah, Bisping's got to win 2-3 more fights to get a title.
When you're a counterpuncher, dude, yeah, and you're so fast, you can put your chin out, something that, bam, you hit him. But, man, you lose a little
speed. Also, he's got to stop doing that once you get knocked out doing that. It's like, hey, it's like you talk trash all the time in the basketball court, and then you go like 3-for-9, and you're like, you can't keep talking shit, man. Like, I swish in your face. Like, yeah, but you missed fucking 7 in a row, and I blocked 4 of them.
Yeah, that's classic.
No offense, Sam. I apologize.
What?
That hits home.
What?
Remember when I dominated you and didn't let you score at all?
I don't remember when
blocking
you dominated
three pointers
me.
Like Hassan Whiteside.
I remember you blocked one shot.
Yeah,
multiples,
thank you.
Multiple. One 3-pointer, and then
you got
clammed
me when
up.
I was in my Michael Jordan phase.
You were talking
at
shit, and you would not put up another shot for the sheer embarrassment of having it thrown right back at you.
You're so fucking
I shut you down
retarded.
Early.
You're so fucking retarded. Hey, dude, thanks for calling in and ruining the show, man.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Oh, you
oh,
did?
Nice, good
nice
job.
Hang
good
up.
Job. Wow.
So who do you want to? Now, I get what you're saying about how you think,
yeah,
think it goes.
For that reason, I'm rooting for Nate Diaz.
Me
I'll
too.
Be rooting for Nate Diaz.
I'm you rooting right. for Nate Diaz.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not?
You know what we wanted to do, dude?
What?
And nobody helped me, but we were going to send Nate Diaz a bunch of slams on Conor because the first time they met, they kind of got... He kind of got the best of
Are they
him.
Having another thing?
Nate Diaz really got his go. He's like, you're a steroid user. He goes, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? He goes, yeah, I mean, just take steroids.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't get rowdy about it. He goes, steroids.
He's like, fuck you. I'm
he
not
just kept going. He just kept like, prove once. I was like, you're on steroids. He just wouldn't like, we're not doing this. I know you are. And he also, I liked his point that everyone's kind of skirting over. He said everyone's on roids, which I've heard before from the UFC. I've heard him say that. I've heard other people say that. Like, just about everybody in there is on some performance-enhancing stuff, and they're trying to beat the system. That word keeps going around. I keep kind of hearing that. And a lot of people are beating the fucking... Like, there was no test
Hold
for
on,
HGH for a while.
Can you do this as Batman, please?
There was no test for HGH for a long time. It's like, I sort of believe that. I heard that same thing about baseball, where they're like, it's not a few guys. It's all of us. All of us are on it. And they come
it's
down
an
on one
epidemic.
Or two. It's almost like a security theater, the TSA. It's a roid theater in Major League Sports. It's like
too much money.
What he's
too
saying should
money.
Be taken seriously. People should be
Dude,
like, "What
like,
do you
hey,
mean
man,
by that?"
I need to
that
get two more
on.
Years out of my career.
Yeah, I can recover.
I think he means like 60% or more.
One,
are on
I think it's way up there.
I think yeah. it's higher than 60. You think it's higher than 60%?
I think it's. Up
I think
there,
when he yeah. says everybody, he doesn't mean every single person, but he means like more or less everybody. Like, comics are narcissistic. Oh, I know one who's not. Like, yeah, sure. But
I hate you. That. Well, what about this guy? Okay, there's an exception
to
every
when
rule.
When I say everybody, I don't mean everybody.
Literally.
I mean most. God, I
literally.
The right word. Yeah.
You suck.
Literally, you suck.
Yeah. I mean, I think, to at least to an extent of like, oh, after one fight, yeah, I took human growth to just recover faster or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily, to be on steroids, doesn't necessarily have to mean... Oh, yeah. I'm juicing 24.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I
yeah,
got
yeah,
Barry
yeah.
Bonds' head. What, Sam?
Well, I want to change subject because, I mean, we got a couple minutes left, and I know that baseball is we got about how much time? 12 minutes. Baseball.
Hold on. Did you look at the time, and then were you trying to do the math on subtracting it from 2 p.m.?
No, I didn't do that. I couldn't tell if it said 145 or 148.
Oh, okay. That's a lot easier on my mind, knowing that.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. I'm glad your mind's at ease. Fuck, what would we do if your mind wasn't at ease?
No shit. And plus, anytime anybody's doing that,
same.
Anytime anybody's counting time like that, but if they're not like smart enough to figure it out, they're always doing this.
Yeah, using their fingers.
Counting with their fingers.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
In their scoreboard.
Yeah.
Will tell people what the difference in score is.
Really?
Whether the Cavs are up by this much or
that's
down by...
That's humiliating.
Wow.
Yep.
Because, I mean, when it's 78 to 69, you're like, wait, is that... Are we up 11? No. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
No, 9. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. So you too, you're baseball guys. Are you getting in the baseball yet, or do you wait a little time?
I'm going to do it.
This is the only season where I might get into baseball early because it's Vince Scully's last season. So
I
might listen to
it. Oh, I got to go to some games then. I got to go to some
Good
games.
For him.
Yeah, I got to for sure go to some games.
Well, you should watch the games. Because
yeah, because
then,
you can't really. The game you want to go to is his last game, which
nah,
I got
to. I'm not going
to
go to that.
Why?
Nah, it's going to be too many people. I'll celebrate
it's
my
always
own
gonna
way.
Be too many people. The Dodgers do well. It's packed.
I'll celebrate my own way.
Weekday day
How
games.
Your,
Give us your Vin Scully celebration. How you do it?
What?
How are you gonna celebrate Vin Scully going away?
I'm gonna go to a game. I'm gonna get a Dodger dog. I'm gonna pee. I'm gonna shit a little bit in my pants. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go to the shortstop, drink three more beers, and I'm gonna go home. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, Vin Scully.
That's a great celebration.
Thanks.
Yankees.
No, here's when it's not packed. Weekday day games, man. We got to go to – there's a one Wednesday a month where every major league team does a weekday day game. And you guys, you got to go. You just move all the way down.
Should we do another punch drunk?
Absolutely we should.
Punch?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you're going back to New York. When are you coming back?
I'll be back to shoot the next season of my show.
Which is when?
That we're on.
May.
Oh, so I got to get in on this.
Get me the tape.
I'm done. Done.
That goes for all comics, especially black comics and women. Just get me a tape of you telling a story well.
And if there's a black woman comic out there who's gay but is also straight, and you're missing a limb, and you're just a fucking slobbering monster that just drools, you can't even really get a joke or a setup out.
Yeah,
here's Comedy Central is dying to put you on television.
Here's the deal. I'm not going to put on someone shitty, so I'm going to find the girls that are good. I'll go look harder. I'll go to Indianapolis and find Miss Pat.
I like that.
You know? Yeah, they're not everywhere, but they're there.
Did you like Leslie Jones in the Oscars?
Well, no, what'd she do? That was Chris Rock, you fucking racist.
No.
You racist.
You ass fuck. You crippled ass fuck. What they did is they took all the nominated movies and they kind of CGI'd in black people into...
Oh, really?
It was really funny, man. I want to see if you can look it up.
That's funny.
It's really fucking funny, and she's in it, dude.
Oh, because Rock loves her. Rock got her on Saturday Night Live.
She was in his movie.
First Five.
French remake he did, yeah.
When everybody loved it, no one saw.
It was.
Oh, it was. You're right. You're totally right. Aaron, you look like you've been wanting to say something for about a good hour.
He wants to talk about his fucking St. Louis, whatever the team is still there.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Cardinals? How are they going to be this year?
Great.
Pujols? Where's he now?
Anaheim.
How's he playing?
Worst contract in history.
He's gonna. Yeah, I mean, they got rid of him.
He had
3 months
that.
After they got rid of him.
Eight?
A lot.
When St. Louis got rid of him, it was like, "Are you crazy?" And then he probably hit 300 for the next 3 weeks, and then that was it.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Last year
he played.
I think I'm
well.
Gonna go to. Thursday, Friday, depending what spot if I get spots.
We could do a bang bang.
White Sox. Arizona.
Where?
Spring training.
Out there, really?
Yeah.
We should maybe do a bang bang. If we found either
what's
Anaheim.
A
bang bang means two in a row. It's from a Louis C.K. sketch where they eat two meals together. A meal, then immediately go to another full meal. We can go to a Dodger or Anaheim if they have the weekday day game, and then immediately go to the Dodger Anaheim night game.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll shoot a movie about it, Doc.
Well, we could do a podcast about it.
If all three of us go to that, one of us doesn't come back.
For sure.
So we now
Sam's getting stabbed in Anaheim, probably.
All I got to say is how I get stabbed looks like someone's going to become famous.
Oh, yeah, then you get his power.
Yeah, you get my power.
I don't want Sam's power.
Why? My power's good, dog.
What if I get stabbed? You want that?
Then I got to have. I mean, you're the one here in the cast.
I'm halfway there. Halfway to death.
Hideous balls of yours.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, those balls suck, dude. Those are the worst balls
those
ever.
Those balls suck.
Bro, those balls are way sucky.
Your balls suck.
Me don't love you long time. That's all I got to say about your balls.
I got
balls.
A Belly Room show tonight at 8 p.m.
Who's on it?
The Comedy Store. Greg Fitzsimmons. I don't know the rest. It's all degenerate stories. Tell them a story about you. Why don't you show up if we have time? We'll do that fucking, what's it called, story.
What's that? The story where you slapped me with a condom?
No, I'm going to tell that one. The
Macy
about
Gray
blacking out.
Yeah. I did it the other night. I got some new bells and whistles on it.
Well, yeah, come tonight. I'll see if maybe can't guarantee, but hopefully we have time.
All right, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yep. And at tomorrow,
the topic would be perfect.
You're at the store tomorrow night, aren't you? Doing the Wednesday show, that squad thing?
Oh, you're doing your show tonight.
I'm going to Indianapolis.
Wednesday tomorrow.
Night.
You're doing your show tonight?
Yeah, the Belly Room. Yeah.
Oh, why did I think there was already something up there tonight? I thought it was
Roast Battle.
Roast Battle's at midnight.
Roast Battle's after it.
Oh,
roast
wow.
There's
double
something
up.
In between. Double up.
Hey, guys, I say we end the show early.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Get some food.
Hey, everybody, go to rabble.tv, get the app, go to Punch Drunk Sports.
Oh, did you guys do it?
We're doing it this Saturday.
No, this Saturday. Wow, I've tried to get you cash, but you don't hit me back, and I'm not going to go out of my way.
When did you hit me?
I've been hitting you up going, what is your PayPal account?
On what?
On
your emails left and right.
Dude, I'm busy as fuck. I have not seen that email. Okay. Where have you emailed it? To my old email address? And honestly, wait, I checked all my emails. Yeah, that's not my email anymore for the last 3 years. Also, I've given you my PayPal before,
well,
and you've sent
me
stuff.
Again.
It is in your PayPal settings.
Sorry, the great, my PayPal settings.
Great. Send it there. Why are you asking me then?
So you want me to send it there?
Yeah, it goes into my PayPal. It's linked to an old address. You don't have to ask me what it
you
is.
You think you know everything? I just wanted to... Yeah, who? Teeb, I've got to say, the star of the show is you. Your epic meltdown on me was...
Guys, go to rabble.tv. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the Rabble link and sign up for this weekend. You get to see me, Sam Tripoli, Danish and O'Neill.
Can I call in or no?
Absolutely.
You put me speakerphone a little bit?
Feel free to call my phone.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Maybe Rabble can do it where I can get in, but I'll probably be at the club. But I can still call in on my flip.
And comment. We'll be reading comments in between rounds. And guess what, guys? You don't have to mute Rogan. We'll be listening to him with you. So if you want to watch the fight with the four of us.
It's a great idea.
Go to Rabble.tv. It's a great app. It's very fun. We did the Pro Bowl. And if we can make the Pro Bowl fun, you can bet your ass we can make McGregor Diaz fun.
Can you retweet us on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll be in Columbus on Sunday at the Columbus Funny Bone. One show only.
I did that.
Yeah?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do the Columbus Funny Bone. I did the Cincinnati Funny Bone on a Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Got a bonus.
Got a bonus. That's
Got
great.
Got a bonus.
That's great.
Go to CavemanCoffeeCo.com and use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you goddamn shipping free and a little bit more than that. It gives you a discount. Helps us help the show, and it helps our good friend Tate Fletcher.
I had a Caveman Coffee shirt on because—
Can you talk about dick on your storytelling show?
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this year I got in a story that I'm doing tonight, actually, that I was like, no way it gets in. I was like, can we just take it to S&P? And just asked them. And they were like, oh, you're feeding cum to a dog. There's no way. And I was like, I agree. But let's ask. And then they said yes.
They're really tight in this bestiality thing. It's like nobody.
But they said yes. I'm saying they said we can do it. We are allowed to do feeding cum to a dog on TV now.
Dude, I'm telling you, Deadpool change. The fact that Deadpool made so much money, you're going to start seeing people moving to R. Guys, it was a great show. I love you, these two guys very much. Aaron, you're okay. No, you're great, too. Everybody's great. Great show. Rabble.tv. Get
Sunday.
Some.
I'll tweet it, so
Saturday,
follow my Twitter.
Saturday.
And BetDSI.com. Throw some money on this fight. $10 on your boys at Punch Drunk. When you sign up, throw $10. Try to pick every fight and win some goddamn cash.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Time to pump up my foot.
Pump up the foot, pump it up. Now the foot is jumping.